Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's good? Everybody, this is Timbo from Angry Fans Radio. I'm here joined, as always, with my brother, the Angry Fan and Three Letterman Fellas. What's good?
Yo, yo, fuck with your boy, Angry Fan 007, man. Shout out to the whole Angry Fan movement.
It's your boy, Three Letterman, a.k.a. DRE, a.k.a. Come on, New York Knicks. Let's get this A spot, man. Let's go.
Oh, AKA what else, man? AKA what else? You're forgetting. You didn't say
you. You know, it's popping.
You already know. Yo, we're gonna get right into this, man. We had HA Double drop a blog today, right? Apparently, Arsenal was getting at him, calling him, and I quote, "ass before ass was ass," commenting on his battles and whatnot. Right. You know Arth in front of the camera. What do you guys think of that, man? What do you guys think of the blog?
Hey, yo, I didn't even know that Arth did all that shit.
Yeah.
That shit caught me completely off guard. I'm not saying this shit like, oh, damn. Like, he was really getting on this nigga, son. But, like, I just don't understand, like, why. Like, where did that come from?
Nah, they was watching the battle, though. They was actually watching Snow battle. I think him, Swave, and a bunch of them was watching the actual battle. So, you know, he sees H.A. struggling a little bit. So he felt, you know, as, you know, most niggas going to do it, they're going to comment on it. And we've commented on it. People have commented on it. So I think, you know, Arsh just threw his couple jabs in, you know. But then H.A. comes in and just, wow, I'm feeling son's blood.
Yo, H.A. got him, bro. At least I want to be just like you. When you first seen it, what you think about it?
I like it. I actually thought it was funny. I thought he actually, you know what I'm saying, he pointed out stuff about Arsenal, about choking against Verb, pulling his phone out against Sharon, and when, you know, Trick incident in fucking Detroit. Thought you ain't no Shug. You know what I'm saying? So it's
he did it in a clever way, I feel.
Right.
You know what's funny too is H.A. Double doesn't even talk shit to niggas.
Yeah, he's like a quiet cat.
Out of all the PG dudes who be talking shit, you don't really hear nothing from him.
It's true. He doesn't vlog a lot. He's a quiet cat. That's true. But I'm glad he spoke up about this.
You think everybody else is glad he spoke up about it too?
Yeah, I think niggas is laughing about it. Cause
absolutely.
I mean, isn't it common sense that a top 10 versus PG card needs to happen? I mean,
some of these fans act like they don't want to see that. I get, you know,
but
so I don't know.
When you see the actual battlers going back and forth, why the fuck would you not even want to see it? When it's plain as day, these are how grudge matches happen and shit like that. Like, the blogging, the back and forth.
Well, prime example, when Danny Myers' battle was going on, I had somebody tweet me and saying, Surf would body Danny Myers, so that's just the mind frame of some of the fans. They feel like the PGs don't stand a chance. If you ask some of the fans, they'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that, but, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it builds the hype. The more back and forth these vets do with the PGs, it does build a hype for a vet versus PG card.
Yo. Hey, yo. I called up... while y'all were talking, H.A. Double just now on the phone, B. Yo, H.A. Double.
Yo.
Yo, what's good, man?
What's good?
What's good? My nigga was popping with you.
Yo, got the internet buzzing right now with your blog on Arsenal.
Well, well. Yeah, well, my nigga. You know, fuck. Nigga ain't about to say nothing about me. Like, I ain't going to respond back. I mean, fuck. That, it is what it is on that one, my nigga.
But let me ask you. Let me ask you a question, my nigga. If it was to go down, you on Arsenal, you think you got him?
I mean, I put it to you like this. This is on some real nigga shit. Arsenal is a good battle rapper, great performer. Ball-wise, he couldn't see me. But I think if I was to actually battle him on the stage, I would have to up my performance, which I'm trying to do in battle rap. So I know I would have to up that. But, I mean, ball-wise, he couldn't fuck with me, dog. Performance, he got an edge upon me on that. You know what I mean? I'm just being real on that one.
Who's your next battle, H?
Oh, Adi Boom.
The Adi Boom next?
My nigga Adi Boom, yeah.
So you know everybody's gonna be watching closely because of that snow battle, my nigga.
I know, and that was the reason I wanted the battle out of Boom, because I wanted somebody with that extra performance to test myself. You see what I'm saying? And I got some shit that I'm gonna do when I battle out of Boom. It's like, all right, this nigga, you know, I do that, son. Like that little shit with snow, I fucked up. Ain't no excuse about that. That was my bad on my part. But when I battle Adi, they gonna see H. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't tripping about that snow shit. I ain't make one excuse about that battle.
I haven't heard you make an excuse yet.
Nah, my nigga, I don't do that, my nigga. I mean, fuck, I lost. It's no excuse about that. You know what I'm saying? I lost. I fucked up. Snow went off. You know what I'm saying? He was more prepared. He was ready. He went off. Salute to him. You know what I'm saying? But when I battle Adi, that was the reason I wanted to battle Adi, because I wanted to test myself against somebody with the extra performance, you know what I'm saying, to help me bring out my extra shit in myself. And that's why I say I got some shit for my nigga Boom. That's my nigga, but I'm going to kick his ass.
Hey, Shane, I got a quick question for you. This is Timbo here, man. Do you think there needs to be a PG versus that card?
Yeah, yes, sir. We working. Matter of fact, you know what's crazy? We working on that right now.
What you mean?
Yeah, I mean,
it's in the makings right now. Y'all trying to get it together?
I mean, from when I talk to, you know what I'm saying, Nobs, Bees, they trying to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I think it may happen soon. Who knows? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Madness might be in the making for that. You know what I'm saying? Who knows?
Here's the whole thing about this shit, my nigga. Well, holler at them three.
Nah, I agree with that totally. Yo, HA, you know what I'm saying? I want to see y'all niggas battle the vets. We get beat up by the fans on here because we riding with y'all. Niggas quick to say y'all get bodied. Niggas, some of the fans act like y'all niggas can't hang with these niggas. And all I keep saying to that is, how do we know? We don't know, my nigga.
Right.
You can't say a nigga gonna come on a basketball court and can't play if you ain't seen the nigga play yet, my nigga. Like,
right.
And let's keep it real. Your battle with Anubis last year was at least top five, a better battle than a lot of these motherfucking veterans out here that have been in here since 2009, 2010. You feel me?
Right.
So, we fucked with you up here. We fucked with all the veterans, all the rookie niggas up here too, man. We fuck with y'all niggas. We want y'all niggas to succeed. You know what I'm saying? We want the culture to move forward, not get stagnated by just one set of niggas who've been here for a long time.
And that was our whole point. Like, when I talked to Adi Boom, Danny Myers, Ty Law, you know, KG, all that, that's our, you know what I'm saying, our whole point of trying to push it. It's not the fact that we, like, you know what I'm saying, we need to battle these niggas. It's just the fact that we see these niggas battle the same niggas. It's like, all right, y'all got a bunch of fresh niggas coming in. It's like, all right, instead of trying to shit on us and downplay our skill, throw us in the ring with one of these niggas and let us see. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It seems like every time we do something, they try to downplay us like we just whack. You know what I'm saying? Like shit happens. If you have a bad battle, all
right,
it happens, my nigga. This is battle rap. Battle rap is probably one of the hardest, you know what I'm saying, things to do besides performing on stage, because you got to, you know what I'm saying, perform with words, no music.
Yeah.
You got to hold a crowd attention with just your words. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's like, you got to put us in the ring with these niggas. I mean, if you go ball-wise with us and some of these niggas, it's like, nah, man, we'll run through a lot of these niggas. You know what I'm saying? At least I feel like that. You know what I'm saying? It's salute to them niggas, because them niggas done what they needed to do to beat top tier. You know what I'm saying? We not saying them niggas shouldn't be that, but at the same time, we kicking the door in right now, and them niggas don't want to let us in that bitch, dog.
Right.
Yep.
They downplay y'all niggas. I don't get it, but hey.
Let me ask you one question, all right, honest question, because I hear you keep saying bar-wise they can't hang with you.
Mm-hmm.
Who did you have, H.A. Double, Danger Zone or Goods?
I can't hear what you said, my nigga.
I said, in your opinion, who won, Danger Zone or Goods?
Goods, though. Goods beat Danger Zone, like, all around.
So you think
Ball-wise, Danger Zone won it, but if you go to all-around package, what I've learned from watching Goods is, like, yeah, he got him. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's something, you know what I'm saying? I think that's something I was watching that battle that I need to learn as far as presence on the stage. You know what I'm saying? Like, Goods, you can't match his presence. You know what I'm saying? He got that.
I'm just trying to make sure the PG niggas do know that it's not just the bars. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, it's not. You know what I'm saying? And that was something, you know what I'm saying, with myself, I needed to learn. And I say that's what I watched. When I watched my battle with Snow, I watched Snow presence. When he was battling, his energy is crazy. You know, white boy do his thing. So I watched that battle. I'm like, all right, I need to turn up a little more and, you know, bring that extra shit to be like, all right, you got everything else, but that's what I need. And that's what Goods got. He just got that, like, you can't with no, it don't matter what you say, it won't touch what I'm gonna do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. H-A, when you hear people like Ferb and all these other veterans saying like these PGs are just a bunch of weirdos and have, you know, they're not, they don't stand out. You know, what's your response to that?
I mean, like, I just feel like they're really just trying to, like, downplay it. If we was, like, weirdos, this and the third, then why everybody talking about us, like, every other chance they get? If we was this whack, we this, we that, it seemed like every other chance they get in all these groups, they always talking about my PG class. So, obviously, we doing something right. You see what I'm saying? So, either we whack, you know what I'm saying, or we not.
Right.
You know, so, but, you know what I'm saying? I think they just don't want us to progress them. I don't think some of these top 10 niggas want us to pass them. You know what I'm saying? I think they can feel it. So they just like, nah, these niggas are clones. They this. They rap like this nigga. They rap like this. If you can point out one nigga in our PG class that rap the same, then you can call us clones.
But you know what it is? I think though, I'm going to be real to you. I'm learning from good and all of them. Is that like, okay, like y'all all have the pattern. Not y'all all have it, but you see how a lot of the PGs do the wordplay. You actually have been doing wordplay your entire career. That's actually what you've done. But if you look, a lot of people are saying the sentence and breaking it down.
Right, right.
So I think he's. I think they're really saying shit like that when they see everybody do it. But if you think about it, then they're all the top 10 niggas was doing it, slowed it down at one point.
Right, right.
After Khan did it. So it was the same thing. Verb did it. Like, Hitman did it. They all did it, slow it down, too.
Right.
So I don't know. It's crazy. It's a war right now. It's like bars over. It's just PGs versus Lex, but they not get in the ring. I just don't understand that shit.
Right, my nigga, right.
I think they feel that they got more to lose.
I mean, well, hold up. Let's be honest. They do have more to lose.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They do.
If HA Double the Arsenal. They're
getting bodied by one of these PG niggas. Your career just took a nosedive.
If HA Double the Arsenal right now, Arsenal's going to get. Yeah, Arsenal get clowned on Twitter. Niggas are gonna clown him so hard. It's gonna be some real funny shit. You know what I mean? So, yo, I get it. You know, you want to put your career on the line. I know we want competition as fans, but put yourself in the mind. And let me ask you a question, HA Double. Let's say 4 years from now, if you're bubbling, you a top three name, are you gonna treat the new class the way they treat y'all? Y'all gonna not want to battle? Because I think it's a trend that goes on a battle rap. Niggas will say, I want to battle niggas. They come in, but then when they get their niche, they get their mop, they get their followers, they get their battles up, then it's like, okay, we're going to do the same thing what these niggas did to us. Like a trickle-down effect.
Nah, I mean, like, real shit, my nigga, like, nah, I can't. I couldn't be like that, because, I mean, as far as, like, the South and at least New Orleans, I'm,
right,
like, one of the top niggas down here, and I done gave a couple niggas shots down here, and I never felt like I was better than anybody else, you know what I'm saying? Battle rap is just a war word, so I don't put myself on no pedestal like I'm better than anybody else. Of course, as a battle rapper, you got to feel like you're better than anybody else, but I'm not going to sit up there and be like, nah, I'm not going to battle this nigga because such and such. And I mean, to a certain extent, it's like you just ain't going to battle no any old nigga who don't have no footage, no such and such, this, that, and the third. But if you got a nice nigga that's up and coming who didn't put his work in and then, like, you know what I'm saying? You see he deserved that spot. I'm not going to be like, nah, fuck the nigga. You know, he not going to get my light, because I think that's what a lot of them top 10 niggas doing. They feel like if we battle one of them niggas, we going to steal all they shine, and they don't want that.
Mm. But when you say put in work, like, how much is that? Because a lot of that shit revolves around views and shit. So it's like, I just don't understand how the fuck you can measure putting in work. You feel me?
I mean that's you're right, because that's how a lot of niggas do it. They either put around money or views. I mean, like I said, with me, on the 3 years in battle rap, I mean, fuck, I put my work in through the South, through New Orleans, you know what I'm saying, through these battles, and then I just so happened to get my PG with, you know what I'm saying, Anubis, and I did what I was supposed to do. But, I mean, it's like a lot of niggas, they'll look at one PG like, nah, he ain't really battle nobody. Just because my battle wasn't on URL or King of the Dot don't mean I ain't battled top-tier competition compared to the names that everybody see. That's how they try to make it seem like, oh, you ain't battled such and such on URL, so that doesn't make him top tier. You know what I'm saying? So it try to null and void the battles we have to make it seem like we just PG. But in actuality, we not. How can you call Danny Myers a PG? That nigga's top tier to me, dog.
Right now he's on the spree right now, man.
But you can't call a nigga no PG nigga, though. Like, I told him that when before he battled J-Rap. I'm like, nigga, you never been a PG nigga. He's not. That's just me, you know what I'm saying? Like, that nigga's skill level is probably top five in battle rap right now. Nigga runs through niggas, my nigga, like, straight up.
Yeah. I ain't saying nothing, H.A. Double, because when I say that shit, I get shitted on, my nigga. Fans want to throw tomatoes at me, my nigga. They want to throw stones on me, tell me go kill myself. You know, I'll let you tell it, my G.
That's real shit, though, my nigga.
Yo,
I'll let you tell
it. Hey, man, yo, I appreciate calling you up. We got to get you on the show for a regular interview, B.
Man, whenever you ready, my nigga, I'm ready.
I got you, B. Yo,
man.
Give me a favor. Shout the whole Angry Fan Movement. We going to try to set something up real soon so I can do a full interview and shit.
You know, it's a little Angry Fan Movement. You already know Night Wall. I just face music, you know what I mean?
Yo, any music coming out?
Yeah, man, I gotta send that shit to you. My bad, man.
Yeah, you know why I asked that shit, nigga. I keep asking.
My bad, my nigga.
Hey, Che, before you go, let me ask you a question about... You got a New Orleans rapper that I fuck with heavy in your city, man. I fuck with that nigga Kid, man. Niggas in the city, show him love or what?
Oh, yeah, that's Night Wall, man.
Kid, official, man. I fuck with that nigga music heavy.
That's big homie right there. Yeah, that's Night Wall, man. That's big homie.
That's what it is, my nigga.
Speaking of New Orleans, we got August Alsina Testimony. That album comes out, by the way. I'm August Alsina fan, so I got to shout that out.
Yeah, what's
up? You guys know August Alsina, that's cool with me, man. Hey, man, I know you heard of August Alsina, bro. I know you heard of August Alsina. You are.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I already know, man. Salute.
Bro, that's what it is, man. It's a double dope blog, B.
Thank you, my nigga. Thank you.
You already know, bro. Salute.
Word.
That's what it is. H.A. Double in the fucking building.
I had to call him up because that blog is... Buzzing. I just recently really seen him, you know what I'm saying? And like, on some real shit, he never made an excuse either.
No
shit.
He kept the funky and shit.
Yeah,
kind of hard to make excuses, but he kept it tall, though, you know what I mean? He took it like a man. Took the. You know, you're going to lose battles, man. Like, nobody, I don't think you can just go undefeated your whole career. I just can't see that. Even if it's debatable, you're going to have people think that you lost. You just got to work on not, you know, that stage he was on, you know what I'm saying? You just got to, can't let that happen again. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you a question. Being the fact that it was on BET, you know, well, hold on. Well, being the fact that it's on BET, do you think it was totally different from URL or what? You think it was more closer to the King of Dot crowd, URL? They said it was a URL crowd, right?
Yeah, it was a URL. You can tell certain niggas in the crowd is usual suspects that you see at some battles and shit. I noticed them niggas in the background without actually knowing their name, just knowing them, seeing them in battles and shit. But it's a sticky situation, Caps, because, all right, let's say you got people watching the battles who's not familiar with him, and they watching BET, and they're like, okay, I see, you know, the social media go crazy with battles and shit. They see him do that, then the first thing they're going to say, the first impression is, this nigga's whack, when they haven't watched his other battles. They don't know about Anubis and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? So... What you don't know, you know what I'm saying? You don't know. You never watch his old battles to say, oh, son, it's whack. He ain't got no bars.
Yeah. They're going to check him out for that battle and not even
know. Right.
Without a classic not even 8 months ago, some shit that.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, man. But, yo, fuck the bullshit. Danny Myers versus Audie Boom.
What you got, Tim?
Danny Myers, man. Come on. Danny Myers
won that
battle.
Yo, Danny Myers. That nigga has haymakers every fucking battle, B.
I had Danny 2-1.
Which one you get Boom, 3?
That third round was very debatable. I kind of edged Boom a little bit. Not third.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. He turned up the third. He was turning
up. Yeah, he turned up the third and shit. He had nice rounds, just like you said. Myers just had them haymakers, man. If you look at Prodigy's face when Myers is rapping, it's like classic.
Yeah.
It's like when Head Ice was. It looked like Head Ice when Head Ice was looking at Young Ill going at Surf. It's just priceless. You know what I mean? Shit was priceless, man.
Danny Myers is a problem, man. I keep saying I want to see him battle a name. Like Danny Myers is a problem, man.
Hey.
People fuck with Myers, yo.
Yeah, man. You know, it's hard to not talk about this nigga when you see every battle he's putting on. You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
Yeah. I mean,
you guys blame us for that, but this dude's just putting out battles, man. We got to talk about it. We got to talk about it.
That's
blame us.
Is it without a doubt that he is? Is he leading the PGs?
Yes.
I ain't saying nothing.
Talk about it.
I'm gonna tell you why. Because at one point I actually had Adi Boom leading it. It seemed like he was doing it.
I never had Boom. I think Boom.
I did. You know what? Maybe because he was blogging so much. I don't know.
Right. I was gonna say that. It's funny you said that. You took the words right out of my mouth. I was saying if you talk about blogs, yeah, Boom got that all day. Personality, Boom got that.
Yeah.
Myers is just on that streak though.
He's on a wild streak right now, man. Adi Boom, he had some shit though. He did.
Absolutely.
But who's after Myers, fellas?
I mean, are we considering Snow? Snow?
You know what I noticed about Snow though? We don't like sometimes we forget about Snow. I don't think we do it on purpose. But it's like I don't want to say out of sight, out of mind, fellas. Sometimes it's like, because he don't blog maybe, and he don't show his personality that much. You don't see him on YouTube. He don't talk shit on Twitter. He ain't beefing with niggas. So it's like, but then when he spits, we're like, wow. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. Is it Snow, fellas, or what? I don't know. I might have to go with Caps, though. Boom might be number two because of the strength of the other shit that he be doing. He's not the... He might not be the illest.
Snow or Rum Nitty for me. I mean...
Is Rum Nitty a PG?
I would say yeah.
I would consider him one, yeah.
He just started bubbling now, you know.
Did he never battle you at all?
Yeah, but he's got other battles.
Right, wait. Hold up. So how does this PG shit work? Are we saying this shit goes for every fucking league or just
I say every league.
Oh, you think we... So wait a minute. So you telling me now that the King of the Dot got PGs and top tier also, you think?
Yeah.
Wow, I never looked at that shit like that.
I get everybody. Like, what do you consider Sharon? What is Sharon?
Sharon's top tier King of the Dot.
Wow, okay. Top tier King of the Dot, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
This is weird as hell, man.
There's a weird line for PGs and URL, King of the Dot. It's somebody needs
the only thing with King of the Dot,
official.
Though, man, they don't have a lot of MCs over there, B. And it's like a small crop of people that are nice. It's just a small crop. Off the rip, Pat Stay, of course. Sharon, of course. Who else is really a King of the Dot MC?
But you know what I mean? One of their best battlers, Kid Twist, doesn't battle no more. You know what I'm saying? They had Jack Shit. You don't hear nothing from him no more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they got,
That's what I'm saying. These niggas who came and went.
Huh?
That's what I'm saying.
Them
niggas that came and went.
They were holding it down from the door, though. They're the vets of over there. I guess you could call them that. But they was helping. Kid Twist is stupid nice, B.
When's the last battle?
I think his last battle might have been Dumbfounded, I think. I mean, it was a couple of years ago. You seen him on the Black Ops 4, the dude who had the long hair? When
right.
he was hosting the Disaster vs. Tashay. That was Kid Twist.
But we live in a cruel...
Go back and check some of this nigga battles, B.
But we live in a cruel world, a battle world, where it's like the Joe Janet Jackson song, What Have You Done For Me Lately? Dun, 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 dun. Ooh, yeah. It's like we live in that world. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas do be forgetting niggas that they used to put on it and catch wreck. And
yeah,
I hate that
bad night.
Mm. Yo, sorry to go back, but Twist battled 100 Bullets in mid-2012. I think that was his last battle.
Twist battled 100 Bullets?
Yeah.
I didn't even see that shit. Who won?
I never seen that shit.
Me neither.
Huh?
Who won?
Yo, man, I can't even remember. Yo, I gotta go back and watch that. I'm not even gonna lie. But he battled Uno Lavos in 2012. He battled 100 Bullets in 2012. He battled Nils and Skrillz.
Oh, I gotta go check that
battle.
Last time I heard this nigga was.
Yeah, I gotta check them joints out.
I found it, bitch.
Yeah.
I gotta go watch them.
We don't lie on this show.
Somebody
I've never seen that shit.
Somebody in my group said Adi Boom was reaching like crazy. Wow, let me see. What was that one ball he had? I think it was 48 hours, 2 days, or 48 days. What do you say?
I forgot the top one. But which battle rapper doesn't reach them?
Yeah, he said, like, watch. I'm just reading some of the comments and shit.
Now, fellas,
you see that nigga
I got to ask y'all a question.
What up? Uh-oh.
There was a battle I think Caps put me on to. Excuse me. Caps put me on to this battle this afternoon. My nigga, does Bonnie Godiva stand a chance against Official July 5th?
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
July 5th. I forgot July 5th.
Timbo, what'd you say?
I said, nope.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can find it.
Oh, man.
Yo, I got the card right here. I got the card right here.
You got about it, Timbo.
For that July
5th. What's the league?
That's Cheddar House TV.
Shout out to Cheddar House, man. They shot us up before. I thought it was Cheddar House.
Okay. All right.
Main events are Charlie Clips versus Heartless.
Mm.
We have QP Innuendo versus Daylight.
That's going to be a bar fest right there.
That one's going to be crazy. I got Daylight.
Which one?
No, I'm not going to talk.
Daylight. You said QP from Innuendo versus Daylight. That's going to be a bar fest.
It depends what Daylight comes to the show, bro.
Yeah, but this thing is out bars. I don't think he's going to fuck around with QP. He's going to try to out bar this nigga.
I'm never taking nothing past Daylight. I swear to God. I'm just not going to just...
yo, I think that's going to be a wild bar fest. Yo, what do I think about that Charlie Clips versus Heartless, though?
It's one round. I'm not feeling that, but
it's one rounder, everybody. Just let everybody know it's one rounder.
Yeah. Okay. But still, Heartless do got bars. It'll be a good look if
Heartless
he beat
Heartless got bars.
I wish it was three rounds.
Don't sleep on Heartless. Yeah, me too.
I wish it was three rounds. I ain't going to lie, because that got a potential to be a goodie right there. You know what I mean?
Mm. Okay. Who else?
But, yo, man, shout out to Charlie Cooks, man. That nigga takes on everybody, son.
Yep. He loves the game.
Got to get some callers on. Niggas like, where the callers at?
Yo, just going to let y'all know, my man Doggy Diamonds from... Forbes DVD say he's on the line. I'm trying to see when he just hit me on Twitter right now, say I'm on the line. So shout out to Doggy Diamonds. We'll try to get you in. Just let us know your area code, my G.
Let's take a couple calls real quick. Let's do 205-757.
Alabama?
205-757.
Yo.
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 Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
What's good, fellas?
What's good, brother?
What's good, bro?
How y'all feeling, man?
Yeah.
Yo, who you got? You got Bonnie or you got Official?
Man, that shit gonna be crazy because Bonnie went off against Shooty like the other week, man. I got Official, though.
Hell yeah.
Official?
No, not a dollar.
Yeah. Yeah, Official my bar, lightweight.
But you know what? Yo, Bonnie might take this real serious, man.
Right?
Y'all gonna make me sound bad saying like that. Like, nah, I'm not saying she's gonna beat Official. I have Official also. I'm saying
I know you
not
do.
Drunk.
I know you do. I'm not saying
let's
you don't
not
have
it. Crazy and say she's gonna blow her life away.
I mean, you
even
know, Bonnie gonna come with that shit too, though.
Say that again.
Bonnie gonna come with that shit too, though. So, I mean,
that's
you know,
what
I can't shit up.
Is there a chance it could be a 2-1, or is it going to be a clear Official one?
I think it's going to be a clear Official win. Like, it's not going to be no debating Good's voice that Official's win that battle. It's just, is it 2-1 or 3-zip? Not a body bag. Just 2-1 or 3-zip each round.
I got 2-1. 2-1 Official. Kabani going to get around.
I'm stuck between 3-zip and 2-1.
Me too. That's what I'm stuck at.
You know why? Because Official could just be a little better every round of Bonnie, and it still would be 3-0.
You know what, man? I'm going to fucking call it. I got Official 3-0, man. Fuck that. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it straight up. Official 3-0.
Like, Bonnie, like, she stepped this shit up last night. You know, like she went, boring. Like, you know, she stepped the performance shit up last night.
Yeah, you know what? You know what, man? Bonnie's not going to beat Official. I don't think she's going to beat it either.
Nah.
You know, right? I don't think she's going to beat it.
Because
isn't her best performance versus Gaddis or no?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because 40 bars dust to her, though. 40 gave her that work, though.
Yeah, 40
and,
gave it to
her.
She
kind of
thanked that ass.
But you know what? Wait a minute. We all ran like that official in C3 is debatable.
I got official 2-1.
But let me ask you a question. Yo, last question. We got mad calls. Last question.
Yeah.
What did that do for official that battle with C3?
Classic under her belt. I don't think she had any classics yet.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not a bad look, you know what I mean? Like, she
nah.
Getting that bang or whoever.
Yeah, it's not a bad
look. My favorite part, though, when she
climbed
the new nails ass, I
was
like, get her big forehead ass.
Yeah, me too. I'm still
in
that.
We'll
talk.
All right, hang with Fred Woo, man. Fuck Chris, I'm buying.
You already.
Yo. Yeah, man, Fish was
going to
win, bro.
I don't know. Maybe I'm looking at it kind of differently.
6-5-7.
6-5-7-4-5.
I'll be
at
you,
man. Yo. Yo.
Yo,
what's going to be? Man, before I turn up, let me say congratulations to Danny Myers and Adi Boom, man. They did their thing. They was on TV, man. That's dope, man, for the battle culture, but... Y'all niggas on fucking Angry Fan Radio. Y'all like the fucking Underground Railroad for PGs, man.
What you mean,
all
man?
Y'all do is talk. All y'all niggas do is hype these. Like, these niggas didn't got killed. Like, they already had their shots. Adi Boom lost to a verb that wasn't trying. Goods fucked up. Danger Zone. Like, what do y'all want these niggas to do?
We did try, bro. Let me ask you a question. Hold on. Let me tell you something right now, man.
Like, three-letter man is like the Harriet Tubman of PG. Like, the niggas is like, they got their shots and lost.
But caller, keep it real, though. The top 10 wasn't bringing it at one point, right or wrong?
Okay, but look, cats, even when they get a shot, like, they get shots. Like, Danger Zone got a shot to reverse Goods. He lost bad, like... What do y'all want these niggas to do? Like, they gotta step up. They gotta battle each other. Like, they can't. They can't.
Let me ask you a question. They're on URL. They can't even get mad battles on URL. Don't you want competition, or you want some lazy ass niggas up there playing games, telling you how much money they got paid and shit like that?
But hold on, man. Adi Boom.
And the other thing is, look, Underground Railroad. The other thing is,
yeah.
These niggas never been in situ like these like niggas like fucking Burb and them had to battle away go through. They never been in situation like Burb had to battle Sway. Like, this is a grudge. Like, niggas never, they never been in this. So stop doing.
They didn't
this,
get a
man.
Chance
yet.
They haven't got a chance yet, caller. They haven't got a chance yet, B.
It don't matter. They got to battle
it matter?
Each other, man. Y'all,
okay.
Y'all be, I fuck with y'all, but y'all going too hard for these niggas, man. They need to battle.
They're not in our top five, though. They're not even in our top five. You hit none of us ever say
you
can't in our
top five.
Okay. And let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question, caller. Last year, when a lot of people did their best of battles for 2013, how come a lot of the young boys was up in people's top 10? Not a lot of veterans, my dude. This is facts.
It's just because, like y'all said the other show, remember? That's why I fuck with Tim. Timbo a real nigga. Even though he ain't black, he a real nigga. He said, when y'all was like, yeah, man, Surf, what would y'all saying? Would y'all rather go see Danny Myers versus somebody or Surf versus Clips or whatever y'all said? My nigga Timbo kept it like a real nigga. I'm going to go see Surf versus Clips.
No doubt. But you know what? But that's
y'all
of the name, my nigga.
Stop this Underground Railroad shit. This is the smack, nigga. Like, they got to work their way up, man.
Wait, hold on. They wasn't have to work his way up. A Verb got Hollow the Don right after SB.
They don't got what Ill Will got. Ill Will got some other shit going on with him. They don't have that, man. Y'all know that.
All right, brother. We got you, man. You fucked with
yo,
you.
I love y'all niggas, man. Stop with this Underground Railroad shit.
I got you. You got shot with Underground Railroad. All right, my dude.
Salute.
So we the Underground Railroad. Yeah.
That's how we are. We are 347-651. 347-651.
About time you let me in this motherfucker.
Word,
man.
Doggy Diamond. What's poppin', big homie?
What's going on, man? Like,
what's
poppin',
man?
I don't stand on lines at the club. I don't wait for rappers. I ain't used to all this standing in the shit.
Yeah, we got you.
My bad. That's
Timbo
bad. My bad, man.
Yeah, you know the whole battle rap, I just called, you know, to make a few statements. Y'all can ask whatever y'all want.
Word.
But the whole battle rap thing, the issue that happened with battle rap, It's too many fucking leagues right now. It's too much whack production going on. Just because you could put two niggas together, that don't mean you're a battle rap league. The camera work got to be right. You got to promote the venue. And the shit just got to look good on camera. The microphone's got to be right. You know, that's the problem with everything. Once the people see shit start working, they start oversaturating shit, and then waters it down. That's why niggas is getting lazy, because they was like, yo, fuck it. I ain't even got to work hard. I'm going to go to Nebraska and get 5 racks for a battle because I'm a name. You know what I'm saying? And then they was just going with they C game. And when they come back, they lazy, they fat. You see a nigga starting to get all fat and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, pay attention to what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Pay attention to what's going on. So it's like, and then some of these niggas, you got to think, they've been battling for like 15 years. So they tired of this shit, but they got to do it to eat.
Right.
But they tired of it. So a lot of time niggas is not bringing their A game because, see, me, I'm a competitor. I don't never want to lose. And you got niggas saying they never lost, and niggas not admitting they lost, but you clearly lost. You know what I'm saying? You clearly lost. So it's like, for me, I'm just looking at dudes like, yo, where the fuck is that hunger at? You know what I'm saying? Where's the hunger in this shit? It's no such thing as top tier and proving ground. It's motherfuckers who hungry and want to do this shit and niggas who's lazy. Because you might look at a nigga like, for example, 50 Cent might be considered top tier rap.
Right?
Because of what he did 10 years ago. Is that shit fair?
Nah, it's
when you
really
got niggas
not.
Coming out now busting their ass, taking the game of hip hop to another level. So we giving niggas props for what they did a long time ago. If these niggas ain't do no classic battle in 2-3 years and they have battles, how the fuck are you still top tier?
Jesus Christ, he's preaching.
You understand what I'm saying? If you right in 2 rounds or you choking and you're a veteran, how are you still top tier? Oh, I had a bad night. Well, in any other sport, if you have a bad night, you lose. You get demoted. If
Word.
You are in boxing, if it's a ranking of boxing, you got the champion and you got the contender. If you lose, then you go down in the ranking. Then you're no longer top tier. Send some of these niggas back to PG when they lose. See if they get their hunger back. That's what I think.
You saying everything I be saying in the blogs, I swear to God, B.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got niggas like DNA who I don't fucking like personally.
Damn, Doggy Dog.
You got niggas like DNA who lost to B Magic. I was in the building. He lost.
Yeah.
He lost. 3-0, you lost to fucking B Magic, but he's still top tier after he lost to a new nigga. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody's still on the nigga dick because Charlie Clips is night, and that's like Charlie Clips' little sister. You know what I'm saying? And it's like everybody on the nigga set because of who he affiliated with. But he be losing mad battles, though. But ain't nobody, but he's still top tier, though, but he keep losing battles? How? You know what I'm saying? How? Now, you got niggas like Tay-Rock who got destroyed by Charlie Clips, who should have never battled again after Charlie Clips and Ryan's in it.
Nah, well, Doggy Dog.
Look,
come on.
Hear me out real quick. Who should never battled again, but the nigga stepped his shit up. He could have quit. Yo, he got like, it was only 3 rounds. He got like 8-0 by Charlie Clips in 3 rounds.
Right.
And he could have quit, but he stepped his shit up, worked hard, and ended up being one of the top niggas now. I respect that. Not these lazy niggas who lose and be like, I'm still top dead because I get paid. Yo, that shit don't mean nothing, my nigga. You got L's on your jacket, and you got to respect that. You got to keep it a buck. Nigga, you lost. I like, you know why these battle niggas be mad at me? Because I say, yo, nigga, you lost. Give a fuck what you think. Nigga, you lost.
Oh,
you know,
man.
And you need to hear that. Just like if I do something and I ain't do a good job at it, I need to hear that from a nigga who I know care about.
Word.
Not a hater. I ain't talking about no hater nigga. A nigga who care about this shit. And I was interviewing these battle niggas way before they was going to sit on Vlad couch because he do that shit for views. I was fucking with niggas in the street. There was no couches. There was no studios for niggas to come to. I would go to niggas' block and interview them. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm a nigga who care about this shit.
Yeah.
But niggas now, they so lazy. They don't care about this shit no more. It's just all about views and fake ass fame. But where's the fortune at, though?
Mm.
Where the fuck is the money? Where's niggas' project at? Where's niggas' merch at?
Where the merch?
You
know what I'm saying? About the merch.
Everybody's stunting. But what are you doing outside of this? Niggas is living from battle to battle, taking losses. And my thing is this. Treat the shit like the NBA or anything like that. Yo, my nigga, you getting to travel. You getting to see other places. You getting to meet people. You getting to get some fucking out-of-town pussy. You know what I'm saying? Respect that shit. Say, yo, I'm about to go on a trip. I'm going to come home for fucking with $5,000 for like 15 minutes worth of rounds or $10,000. Or like, some of these niggas getting some good bread.
Mm-hmm.
You can't give it your all. You getting paid all this money in one night? Like you doing a show. Like you getting paid like Jadakiss might get like $10,000 to go do a quick walkthrough. You getting Jadakiss money and you ain't put out one successful record. And you can't give it your all? That's why I fell back from a lot of this shit. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, yo, man, niggas don't love this shit. Niggas always talking about the culture. Man, the culture, niggas want money. Niggas don't respect that culture. Nobody give a fuck about this culture. Niggas want money. You know what I'm saying? And that's why, like, I manage Misfit, right? I started managing Misfit a few months ago. She's in this issue of Straight Stunting with Chinx Drugs on the cover. Kay Slay just played her drug last night. She's been on Kay Slay's show. She's going to be on his new mixtape. You know what I'm saying? She did a video. She got doing mass showcases. And she got a battle in June. I don't come to play with nobody in this shit. You got to be serious. You got to be real. If you don't love the game, get the fuck out of it. Stop playing.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And that's how I feel about it, niggas. There's no proving ground, niggas. Because, niggas, once you prove yourself, how are you still PG if you prove yourself?
That's how long do you got to prove yourself? You know what I mean?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So you get to be a top tier like these lazy niggas. How the fuck are they still top tier? That's what I'm saying. They got to prove they self. How many times you said, yo, if he lose this battle, that's like the third one in a row. He might as well quit. You understand what I'm saying?
True.
I met Young Ill. Young Ill is cool. But Young Ill is on like a fucking, since he came back, he's like on an 0-4 streak.
Yes.
How is he still top 10?
Because of his name and he has followers, that's why. It's crazy.
But this is what I'm saying. So does that help the culture? Would you keep putting a boxer in the ring that keep getting knocked the fuck out because he's a fan favorite? Of course. This is what I'm saying to you.
Exactly.
You know, because now he becomes a punching bag. So he can't be top tier. Back in the days, wrestling, they used to have niggas like Steve Lombardi and Iron Mike Sharp, these bum-ass niggas who used to just get beat up. So some of these niggas is top tier punching bags because niggas don't expect them to win ever.
Mm.
You're going to lose. You're just a tune-up nigga. You understand what I'm saying? It's like Zab Judah right now. Nobody expects Zab to win no more. But it's a good name on your record to say, I beat Zab. You understand what I'm saying? That's how I look at you, nigga. If you're not going to give it your all, I ain't going to take all your time, but if you ain't going to give this shit your all, don't do it. Stop raping niggas for their money. Stop collecting niggas' money. And stop getting on these cameras popping shit. And you know you're not giving it your all. Everybody has bad nights. Sometimes a nigga just better than you. And it's dope to admit that shit. Yo, I brought it, but I ain't know the nigga was going to bring it like that. So he got that one. We got to re-up again. We got to do that one more time so I can redeem myself. But niggas be like, I killed you. And he's like, yo, nigga, no, you didn't. You lost. You clearly
the fans
lost.
Too, though, Doggy Diamonds. The fans don't be telling these niggas they favorite battle rapper. Like, yo, my nigga, you caught an L. And they want to
reach
this
no
shit.
Such thing as, no, listen,
the game up.
Listen, there's no such thing as fans, though. Everybody is an angry fan. That's the perfect name of the show. Nobody's a fucking fan. Everybody's an expert. You know, I got niggas telling me what I should do from the basement of their mother house.
Oh, man.
I got niggas telling me what I should do with my company while they putting salt on fries.
Thanks.
This is something I live. This is what I do every day. So if you're not in it, and you didn't risk it all the way I did, you can't tell me shit because you get up every day and work for somebody to make somebody else rich. I get up and work for myself every day. So I'm not going to tell a nigga how to mop the floor and how to mop floors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I put my all into this shit every day. You go on ForbesDVD.com, you see new content every day. You see new interviews every day. So you can't tell me how to do what I actually do while you're aspiring to do it, but you never got the balls or you never took the chance. Well, you know what I'm saying? You never took the chance. I've been on 24 DVDs, over 2,000 interviews in the street. Not comfortable offices and, you know, nice couches and backdrops and green rooms. I was in the streets, all five boroughs in one day. This shit is proven. You know what I'm saying? This shit is proven. So it's like you got the fans that are just fan favorites. They just favorite, you know, people are their favorite. So they don't want to admit their favorite loss. Like, niggas are still defending Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? Niggas will still say 50 didn't lose the Ross. It's just real. You know, I hate, yo, listen, Big Daddy Kane is my favorite rapper ever. But when Kane fell off, it hurt me to have to say, yo, a nigga fell off.
Me too. He started making love songs.
I admit it because I got to keep it real with myself. That don't mean he's a bad nigga or he's fucked up forever. But sometimes you got to remember niggas for what they did and not what they're doing.
Wow.
You understand what I'm saying? Big Daddy Kane wasn't the same Big Daddy Kane no more. I had to admit it. I'm still going to play Ain't No Half-Stepping. I still tell niggas he's the best rapper from Brooklyn ever because everybody's style came from him.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? I still could say that, but will I try to put him in the market to 2014? No.
Nah,
it's the same thing with these battle niggas. Niggas taking L's on his jacket. Niggas is losing. And niggas is like, no, but he killed such and such in that old battle. But we ain't talking
about
He lost
the
night.
What's he doing now?
You understand what I'm saying? Let me just give it a little quick. I like B-Magic a lot. I like B-Magic. That's like the only nigga who, anytime I see a lot of his battles, I check for it. He lost the Ill Will in the building. I flipped the coin for the Sue Surf and Charlie Clips battle.
Charlie Clips battle, yeah.
I could tell y'all, Sue Surf quit. I keep it real, John. He quit in that battle. He and this is what I'm saying. He tapped out. And when I saw that firsthand, because I've been to a few battles events, and when I saw that firsthand, I was like, damn, this nigga probably got paid, and he just fucking quit. But what about the niggas who paid their money in the snow? That's all I'm saying to people. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you're not going to give it to all my niggas. Fall back. Let niggas who hungry. And the proven ground niggas got to start doing more research. You know, the young niggas got to start. I ain't going to call them proven ground. I just say the newcomers. The newcomers got to start doing more research because niggas got to start reading more and articulating more because a lot of niggas be talking this gun shit. I don't believe niggas, man. Niggas be pussy as a motherfucker, man. Like, niggas be pussy looking. I don't believe niggas. Like, yo, you don't have to be a gun rapper, nigga. Because Soul Calling ain't never talk about no gun shit. He was burning niggas.
Yep.
That's true.
You understand what I'm saying? Soul Calling was serving niggas. I was like, shit. He ain't never talk about it. He looked stupid. He's a Jew, but he was winning. So find your niche. Everybody can't be that killer, man, because if you're not a killer, you're not a killer, because that jaw going to get tested. Especially out here talking that crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? But even niggas like Daylight think I don't like him and shit. I just think Daylight was – I just think he corny. I just don't like that shit. I don't like all the antics. I don't like all the props. I don't like all that shit. I want to hear bars. I don't want to fucking think. I don't want to look at it on tape and say, oh, I get it now. No, a performance is about performing in that building, because when you pay your fucking money to see a nigga perform, you don't want to go back on YouTube and say, oh, I got it now. No, you better give it to me and make me understand that shit tonight. All that is good on tape. Oh, I might have lost in the building, but I ain't lose on tape.
Right.
Nigga, you lost. You understand what I'm saying? I ain't trying. Yeah, I ain't going to hold you, because you know me.
I know you're going, son. Yo, dog, we fucked with you heavy up here, my nigga. We appreciate you even, fucking with us, even calling, my nigga. Right. Jules.
Yo, we gotta have Doggy Diamonds on for a longer one of these times, man.
Yeah, we were supposed to. Go ahead.
No, we want you to come back on, doggy. That's all. We want you to come back
on.
Yeah, like I said,
yo, whenever y'all good, man, like I said, I love this sport of hip-hop, you know, because battle rap is a part of it, but hip-hop, period, is that when I see these little blog talk shows and I see shit, I be calling into everybody's shit. Niggas be surprised I be calling. I ain't no ego nigga, man. I love this shit, so I'm going to support it. But, yo, shout-out to y'all for even having me and even giving a fuck, Doggy Diamonds, Forbes DVD. I ain't giving out my Twitter because fuck Twitter. They don't cut no check. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is, man. Whenever y'all ready, three-letter man. Yeah, you already know. On three-letter man, you know how to get at me. Y'all got my number. It's in file. I'm gone. Peace.
My nigga Doggy Diamonds, man. Salute, man.
Right.
Got a pioneer in the game.
Good
fuck
look
with the movement.
Right there, man.
Yeah, that was a great look right there, man.
Forbes DVD.
AJ Devil came through, spoke his piece, got Doggy Diamonds coming through, speaking his piece, man. Angry Fans Radio, man. Blah! You ready, man?
Yo, already know. Yo, we got a caller on. We got 856-285.
Another guy?
856-285.
Yo.
Peace.
Yo, 856.
What's booming? What's booming? It's Adi Boom, man.
What's poppin'?
What's good, bro?
That nigga's just coming out the woodwork. Like, what's poppin',
man? What's poppin' with y'all, man? What's
hey,
good,
hey,
man?
Who you think won that? Who you think won that battle? You or Danny?
Yo, I really feel like I edged it. Like, yo, it was a great battle. I think that was one of the best battles of that event, son. But like. I think I edged the first by a little bit, and I think I got the third. You know what I'm saying? But it was the energy in the room, what Danny had, that was just amazing. But on camera, it's like, it looks very different. You know what I'm saying? I got like 57 messages. You feel me? Like yo, boy, you got robbed. But I don't feel like I got robbed. I mean, it was a great battle. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you mean, hey, that's my homie. You feel me?
Right.
If it was somebody not my class, we would have had some problems, but I don't give a hell, yo.
But you know what? But it did just drop. You know what I'm saying? But let me ask you a question, Boom. You had a bar where you said you can't outbar me or some shit like that to Danny Myers, right? Does that really matter? Do you think that matters? Because you was like you had crazy bars coming back to back. While he's not outbarring you. He's just throwing haymakers. It seems like
he was just throwing haymakers, and I was just throwing punches rapidly. You feel me? Like, yo, honestly, that battle, I feel like that battle gonna hit a view mark, like, because it's very replay. Y'all seen that moonwalk?
Oh yeah.
My moonwalk, my nigga. That moonwalk.
Yeah, but boom, y'all remember when that shit just dropped, my nigga.
That shit just dropped, and, yo.
I ain't seen this shit, like 1.5 times.
Yo, them views are just shot up out of nowhere, and it's just dropped, like, not even, like, an hour full. Like, yo, that's all mad crazy good. Like, you know, support for the supporters. You know, the haters going, hey, I love it. You feel me? Like, you know, I got a crazy lineup coming up. Hey, I'm booming, man. You already know, though.
Nigga, we see you booming, nigga.
What a blog,
we see you booming, nigga. You're gonna boom everywhere. We see you.
Huh? I'm gonna do more blogs. I think HA Double gonna get the next blog. After HA Double, I might do a dance video for you mean Chris?
JC?
You already know. You know what I'm saying?
Oh wow!
I hope you like it. You know what I mean?
Oh man!
Are you booming the blogging out?
Yeah, I'm about to get back in my blogging game, man. Fuck these niggas. They don't know what they did. I'm about to kick ass. Man,
you said you about to blog on HA Double? Oh, shit.
Yeah, HA Double, he going to get all this choking.
Oh, man. Oh, this going to be crazy.
All this choking. They're all day. You know what I mean? I got HA Double next, though. That's a bag. I mean, like.
Yo, HA Double was just there.
I heard. That's what niggas called me and was like, yo, you know what I mean? You think you need to hit Angry Fan. I'm like, oh, I forgot it was I forgot it was Friday, nigga. Like, I'm on with you. I'm a faithful Angry Fan listener. That's a fact.
Right. Oh, we fuck with you over here, man. We used like to talk about shit. You know how that shit go, nigga. Yo, boom.
Yeah,
let me ask you a question. You said, what was the line? You said 48 hours is 2 day. Right?
Yeah.
Now, let's check it out. Some people think that's reaching. What do you think about
that? Listen, I don't think that's reaching at all. I think that was very, like, it was a clever line. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I feel like if you want to say it's reaching, like, you got to define what's reaching, you know what I mean?
That's
like,
what I was, that's my main question to you, so you can clarify what that shit is to the fans, so that we know what reaching is. Because there'll be times where I think you reach. I'll keep it real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Look,
but then
I'm
again, what
reacher,
the fuck is the
definition,
huh?
You feel me? Listen, sometimes I reach, sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. You know what I mean? Listen, you know what I'm about to stop doing? I'm about to stop reaching for you, nigga. You know what I mean? I'm about to start throwing all punches for you. You know why? Let me tell you
nigga,
why.
You can't be no... Don't think you're going to misspell a word to get a line off and think I'm not going to say something about that shit, my nigga.
Hey, no. That was my total mistake. Hey, I spelled the word marshmallow wrong. Hey, my fault. You feel me? But
hey, I took my shit. This is what I do.
Hey, but that's real, though. That's the only way I'm a nigga's going to get better, though. You feel me? Like, oh, shit. You mean ain't gonna go out there like that again? My bad. Whoopsie. You feel me? Like, but nah, like, on some G, what a lot of people got to do is just start defining what's reaching. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all say a bar is reaching, and then y'all say another total bar that doesn't sound nothing like each other, that's reaching. But,
okay.
You mean, everybody respects the bar. Everybody get the bar. You mean, like, if a million people, I'm like, yo, like, that 48-hour bar was clever. You know what I'm saying? On my Twitter. And then,
okay.
I mean, hey.
That's a fan that talked that shit. Like, I like this shit.
Yes, sir. Like, it's, hey, you know, I fuck with the fans, though, man. They, you know what I mean? I clown on them. They clown on me. You know what I mean? They're clowning. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what, though? You got to understand, though. That's good that you interact with the fans. You got some niggas who don't interact with the fans at all.
This is what I like. I understand fans that be like, oh, listen, you corny. And then the next time they be like, yo, that was kind of dope. But what I don't respect, like, blatantly trollers that just be like, wake up in the morning, oh, I fucking hate you. You're corny. I mean, like,
yeah, that's whack.
Say
that's
nothing
whack.
Nice.
That's
I mean,
whack.
If I never said anything nice, I wouldn't have been on URL. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You
know,
and that's
I mean,
like,
right
at least
there.
Give a nigga some credit. I know we joking now, but you kind of wilding. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You be reaching, man.
Yeah, like, they reaching.
See, niggas talking about you reaching, Addy Boom. These niggas just be reaching sometimes. They just
be reaching all day.
Some outlandish shit sometimes. I be like, damn, my dude.
Like,
but Addy Boom, your last couple of battles have been very close, bro. I'll tell you that much.
Yes, sir. You know what? And I talked to myself. You know what I'm saying? I had myself. I said, yo, self, body this next motherfucker. So, honestly, that's what I'm going to do. Like, I ain't going to have no more debates with niggas. Blah, 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 close one. And I'm sorry it's going to be on HAW, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I mean, that's my man, and he just, like, fucking died on UFF and shit. So it's like, you know what I mean? Like, I ain't saying it's going he ain't going to do what he's supposed to do. I'm just saying he's going to fucking lose. You know what I'm saying? Like, and
I'm glad you acknowledged that shit. I know that much. I'm glad you acknowledged it just now. And you been trying to say, nah, you bugging, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If I was in H.A. Double Shoes, I would be like, I'm writing my fucking life away, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to win my fans back, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's like you coming back on the wrong nigga. Like, my last bout was very close. His wasn't, we don't judge. I don't judge off of niggas. Be like, oh, you're going to lose because that's a battle. I'm a whole different man. And this is a whole different day and a whole different battle. So anything can happen. But I know I am going to fuck H.A. Double up. Like, niggas might be like, send your ass back to the PGs, main man. Because I'm telling you, I'm, it's just going, like, three rounds of straight. What the fuck? Real shit, it's going to be like three rounds of like, man, why this nigga doing that to this boy? Real talk, like. And it's not no cockiness or nothing. Like, if you feel like it's cockiness and hate, excuse me. I'm sorry. I mean, get the fuck off the radio then. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. That's what Angry Fan here for. We here to talk that shit. If you don't like it, get the hell off. Real talk. I'm telling you, he's about to get super kicked down a flight of metal steps. I'm promising you. Hey, I'm telling you. Then I got Shuni the Rapper on the radio next week. She going to die. I mean, they ain't gonna be. Oh, they ain't gonna be.
Shuni? On the radio?
They ain't even gonna be cool. Yeah, on Black Chunga. radio songs. Like, shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? I just want to do something real quick. Why not kick a ass while my feet up in my pajamas? Fuck it.
Wow.
That's what it is, man. Yo, Adi, man. You done know, Brethren. Glad for call up and them thing them, are you? You know what I'm saying?
Bless her, man. Wow.
Yeah, man. Respect, yo.
Hey, boom, good luck for calling up, you heard?
Yeah, man, have a good show, man. You know what I mean? Big up, bless. You know what I mean? Booming, Boom Nation, all that shit. H2R, Album.
Got you.
All right.
You already know.
Hey, howdy, boom, call my ass. What's up?
You already know. Yo, we're going to get right into the next guest, man. We got a guest on the show, man. We got Rum Nitty. Rum Nitty.
This helmet is good.
What's happening?
Rob
Nitty.
Rob Nitty. Y'all get me? Y'all get me?
Yes,
what's
sir. Good money.
I'm fighting with y'all. That
ain't
again?
Shit,
what's
man. Was good.
Get over here, chill. Oh, I'm in the booth right now, chill, posted.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, first off, yo, you have been making a whole lot of motherfucking noise, Rob Nitty.
Fucking right. Hey,
oh,
fuck right. The fans fucking with me, you know what I mean? The fans fucking with me lately, you know what I mean? I dropped a couple, not a couple classics. I had a classic with Danny Myers. I don't know if the fans want to call the Tax Battle a classic. I had a couple classic performances, put it like that. And
Tax
you know what I mean? The fans appreciate it. Yeah, but shit, I'm loving all the respect that I'm getting from the fans. This shit crazy.
So are you going to run with the momentum and, like, really turn up?
What's up?
I said you got like, a little wave going right now. You going to ride the momentum and really turn up now?
Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, well, I'm taking this shit serious now. Like, my first battle, I don't know if y'all caught my first two of the dot battle. It was actually last year, April 20th. And, shit, I stumbled my third round and didn't finish my shit. I really wasn't taking this shit serious and shit, like. But as you can see, like, my last couple battles, I'm taking this shit serious. I'm on turn-up mode, so just advantage of this hype that's just coming my way.
Yo, Rum Nitty, this is Timbo here, man. Now, you're battling B-Magic coming up. Are you preparing any differently for Magic, man? This dude's a puncher.
Nah, you know what I mean? Of course I'm gonna turn it up. I try to turn it up every battle, like. I don't really care who the opponent is. I'm just trying to outdo my last performance, you feel me? So I'm not really going to prepare any different. I'm just going to come do what the fuck I do.
Rum, it's three-letter man. What's good, my dude? Yo, where you from originally? Where you from originally, brother?
I'm from Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix, Arizona. Okay. A lot of people say he's from Cali. I was like, I thought he said he's from Arizona, though. Okay, I just want to clarify that.
Yeah.
I had a couple of cats telling me from Cali.
Thank you for clearing that up, because everybody be saying that Cali shit. That Oakland thing, you got to do it all for me, man.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So what's you and KG the Poet from Phoenix, right?
Nice from Cali.
No, KG the Poet, actually, he's from Detroit, but he live in...
Detroit.
He repping his AG shit with us. This fourth quarter shit is a movement. Like, we got Maryland niggas, we got Detroit niggas, you know what I mean? But he out here living in Arizona, though, you feel me? But
I got you. Listen, y'all just came out of nowhere on a nigga. I'm not even going to lie to you, B. That battle with Danny Myers really got everybody's attention, B.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like my breakout performance, you know what I mean? Like, I've been doing this shit since the end of 2009. Like, I'm not new to this shit. I barely got my shot. Like, I barely got my, you know what I mean, the spotlight on me, you feel me? Like, I was supposed to battle a nigga named Keon Casino on Prime Time, like, 2010, and it was a big event. That would have gave me my shot back then, but the nigga ain't show up, you feel me? So I kind of took a hiatus from this battle shit.
How you feel about your I don't want to say PG class, but, you know, people, is it because you're not under the URL umbrella where they don't mix you in with the other PGs and you, like, solo over here doing your own thing?
I think they do that just because, you know what I mean, simply because I haven't had an actual PG battle, but, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's to the fans, you know what I mean? It's not, I'm not going to put myself in no category. That's just up to the fans, you feel me? I leave it like that.
Got you, man.
You just want some
shit, like, as long as I get busy and shit.
What's up?
I said you want that as long as I get busy. That's all that matters to me type shit.
My bad, I'm over here coughing and shit. What is that, Brandon? It's real, you know what I mean? Ain't none of this just scripted.
That's how we do it.
Real shit. That's my fun with y'all.
Nitty, I got a quick question, man. This is Timbo here. What do you think about a vet versus PG a matchup kind of like that? Would that be good for the game?
Hell yeah. There's some PG niggas that can hang with these vets. That'd be a good look. It's just that these niggas is going to be willing to take that chance. You know? Put it like this. The vets got more to lose if they lose to a nigga that's coming from a lower class. You feel me? Keep it real. Saying B Magic going to come with that shit because – it's not gonna look bad, but he probably better beat me than lose the motherfucking. Motherfucking lose to JC than lose to me. You feel me?
Of course. Of course.
But it look better though. It look way worse if he lose to me, my nigga. Real shit.
Nigga
Verb said, remember when Verb battle math and he was like, I ain't gotta whoop his ass. I just gotta make it debatable. He gotta kill me.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that's what he got. We got to kill me. If it's debatable, it's all bad. You can't make it debatable.
So you feel that's how it is with these vets. You know, if you guys battle these vets, if you guys make it debatable, you win.
Exactly, because they got more to lose. You know what I mean? That's why I kind of understand where they're coming from. But then you got to think about it like this: when you on top, you got niggas that's probably writing before they call you out. You feel me? They probably been ready for you. You feel me? So when they call you out and you finally accept it. You got a nigga that's been writing for months, probably ready for your ass. Straight up, like these niggas, they're headhunting. When you're on top, they won't damn well see your spot. So you gotta be prepared for that. So I kind of understand why certain niggas be like, nah, I can't take every. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it do gotta make sense too. Certain shit do gotta make sense. I don't want to see Snow versus Murder.
True.
Yeah, that's true. Who do you? What do you have coming up after Be Magic?
I don't got nothing planned that I can say about, but I'm open to whatever. We trying to work.
Okay.
We got the mixtapes coming out. We got the fourth quarter movement. You know what I mean? The whole team gonna be showing the ass this year. So just.
So you doing music also?
Look out for the squad. What's up?
You doing music also?
Of course. That's what I mean. That's why I got into this battle shit. You know what I mean? I got into this battle shit because I'm just hella competitive, first of all, and then you know for the notoriety. You feel me?
Right.
We do music at the end of the day. I'm in the booth right now.
Damn, that's what it is.
You feel like every battle rapper should use this platform to do music? Shouldn't stay in battle rap forever? That should go into music and use it wisely.
I ain't gonna lie. If I ever, you know what I mean, had the chance to get a deal or whatnot, I'll probably always fuck with this battle shit. You feel me? So I can't speak for another man. You feel me? I'm always
you think, but Rumner, do you think so though? Because if you were to ever get a deal and really blow up, then you would be the one that's taking the risk.
Exactly. I'm not saying I would be participating, battling forever, but I'm gonna be putting back into this shit. You feel me? Because this is what put me on. You feel me?
When I started
this shit just to get notoriety. Now, nigga, I'm a battler. I battle. You feel me? It's two different lanes. A battler and I make music, you feel me? I just started just to get my name out.
Right.
And, nigga, this shit is taking off. Nigga, I fuck with this battle shit. Nigga, I ain't going to sit there and try to down the culture and say I'm not a battler because I am.
Thank you. Gotcha. Finally, somebody talking some real shit and trying to act like when Jeezy said he's not a rapper, I was like, come on, Jeezy. You a rapper,
that's
my nigga. Knock it off. Listen, you know what I'm saying? When niggas say I'm not a battle rapper, no, yes, nigga, yes, you are. You know what I'm saying? Let's knock it off.
So Nitty, do you look at it as disrespect? You know, I'm going to use Solcon as an example. He does not like it when you bring up battle rap around him. He does not want to be known for battle rap.
That's
at
real.
All,
you don't.
At all. You don't.
Then he shouldn't
battle rap.
Then
well,
he shouldn't be a battle rap.
Yeah, you're
then
right.
Then
he needs
to get it alone.
Yeah,
simple as that.
Yeah.
Yeah, then that's probably why he left it alone. You know what I mean? You got to kind of have tough skin for this shit. You feel me? Because this battle shit don't ever turn off. Like, when you come home from a battle, your Twitter blowing up, your Facebook blowing up, this shit don't ever turn off. This battle shit is, it's on. It's all day, every day. You know what I mean? Like, niggas hitting battles on YouTube more than they hitting music videos. This shit don't turn
That's
off.
Real.
So you gotta be real. If you want to do this shit, you got to want to do this shit. It ain't no getting in and getting out. Like, I was just trying to get my name up real quick, and now I'm gone, my nigga. You got to have love for this shit if these niggas is going to fuck with you. Because these fans is crucial. Shit.
That's what it is.
I feel that. Yo, yo, Nitty, I gotta get your predictions for the Vendetta 2 event though, real quick.
All right.
I'm gonna ask you. I'm gonna go through the battles. I want to ask you first: Shotgun Shug versus Tycoon Tax.
Well, it depends on what Shotgun Shug show up. But I mean, if he show up on his shit, I'm gonna get the Shotgun. Like if that Shotgun that showed up against motherfucking Bill Collector, man, like, I don't know. He might take that shit. Dude. I can't
right.
sleep on Tax.
Right.
He can spit. You know, I mean, Tax can spit. He ain't no slouch. So I'll probably say Shotgun one, but
okay.
you never know.
We got Danny Myers versus KG the Poet.
Come on, man. KG the Poet.
Wow. Like that? You
Whoa.
Said that shit with your chest out, my
Damn,
nigga.
Damn, I didn't see it that
day. Yeah. Yeah, nigga. And I'm being biased. I don't give a fuck. That's my nigga.
Hold on. Before you even go on, Rum Nitty, who won? You or Danny Myers in your opinion?
Me.
Well, yeah, I shouldn't have asked that one, right? 3-0,
yeah,
2-1, 1.
Yeah.
I mean, but, like, I can't get mad at somebody that said Danny Myers won, you feel me? I can't say I killed that nigga or he killed me, you feel me?
Yeah.
I was just hearing Boom was just on the on right now, and he's talking about how niggas be trolling. He's talking about, like, oh, nigga, you just whack or whoopie-whack.
Mm.
You can say you don't feel a nigga, but to say a certain nigga is just whack, you hate
yeah.
him. So
you can say a nigga,
I heard a nigga say I got 3-0'd. A nigga told me I got 3-0'd by Danny Myers. I'm like, come on, my nigga. Like, if you tell T1, I respect you, but you hate now. 3-0'd? Fuck out of here, nigga.
But you know what, though, Nitty? But you know what, though, real shit? You can get edge 3-0. Because you know what it is? I think it sounds bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Because
nigga,
of
real, nigga,
like
not all 3-0's is a body, though. Because I nigga,
exactly.
I 3-0'd Tycoon Tax, but it wasn't a body.
Exactly.
It's also it's also how the person says it too. Like, oh, you got 3-0. That's it. You
right.
got 3-0.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there's a difference between edging a 3-0 than just you got 3-0 body bag.
Yeah.
You know.
I agree with that.
We got a
so
next
like,
battle.
Like,
we
you
got,
know what I mean, that's why at the end of the day, I just leave it up to the fans. Like, I can't sit there and argue with somebody's opinion. You feel me?
Right.
Like, if you feel that mean
yeah.
one, then nigga. Nigga, that's why I'm still doing me, and I'm still in the position that I am. I'm still grinding. Like
I
learned to, like, you know what I mean, brush that shit off, you feel me? I can't read every comment and shit, you feel me? I used to. I ain't gonna lie. I used to, nigga, when I was getting 20,000 views and shit, 10,000 views, I was reading every comment. I don't read that shit no more.
Salute, man. We got Big K versus Thesaurus.
Mm.
Oh, man.
Easy.
I'm going to go ahead and go with BK. Like, I ain't going to lie, nigga. Niggas going to be like, nigga, you on your video, because I ain't going to lie, I got a video.
I agree, man. I got BK 2-1.
Yep. Yeah, I got BK, you know what I mean? I got a video prediction and shit, and the shit might be a little different. I think I chose the source in the video, but to keep it 100. Did I choose BK? I did choose BK then. Yeah, BK going to get him, you know what I mean? The source, he ain't no slouch. He ain't finna get body, but... BK finna come whoop that ass if he did like he did the Mac shit.
You think? Oh man!
Hey, put this out there too. I want to battle BK.
Oh
really?
Ooh.
Okay.
Whoa!
That'd be interesting. Right there.
Big K.
That'd be interesting right there.
That would be.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, that'd be real
dope.
Yeah.
Everybody know I want to battle Tay Rock. You know what I mean? I want to battle a lot of niggas. You know what I mean? It's out of respect. I fuck with the hitters. I don't want to battle no slouches. I fuck with the hitters.
Oh.
Because to keep it real, nigga, I've been doing this shit for a minute. Nigga, I've been killing niggas or having debatable battles, classics, however you want to put it. And you don't get no shine when the nigga that you battling ain't nobody, you feel me? So I want to battle somebody that got, you know what I mean? Because that's the only way we both going to shine, you feel me? Like, that Meyer shit is win for both of us. We both.
Of course.
Nigga,
I both won. I agree. I both won.
That's a win-win.
Yeah, that's a win-win right there. Yo, my nigga, you have some shit against Tycoon Tax, my nigga. Like, yo, I don't know if a lot of niggas watch that battle, but, I had to rewind, and I'm an old-school nigga, so I consider myself an OG. So if I got to rewind your shit 3-4 times, it had the face like, damn, what the fuck did this nigga just say? So I appreciate what you're doing, you know. And probably, obviously, you have a lot of battles that we never seen off camera, but to see you on camera right now, you getting your thugging on, you got some...
Like, see, the real nigga, I got a lot of shit on camera, on YouTube that niggas seen. It's just, when I first started battling, nigga, I was just in a little-ass league and shit out here called Sand Trap Arizona. Shout-out to my nigga Keith Wright put me on, you feel me? It's called Sand Trap, and my shit ain't under, it's just under Nitty. Like, if you type in Nitty Verse Nigga, like, you see me battle a nigga named Jay Frost, Gorilla, all kind of niggas, like, local Arizona niggas, you feel me? And you'll see the growth. I ain't gonna lie, nigga, I was probably whack. I was whack as shit, but, you know what I mean? I had to grow, you feel me?
Right.
Another thing, we're going to put this out there right now. Nigga, 2010, I said to put a couple on your top like a wedding cake. Said it before, Magic. Get your face one in your midsection 8. Said it before, Magic. Same battle, nigga. Second round, nigga, type that nitty first gorilla, nigga. I said that shit. Nigga talking about stolen style, nigga. Ain't doing this shit, nigga. I said that shit.
Mm. So Magic took some lines from 2. Damn, okay. But Nitty, now, to be fair now, is that on camera though?
Yeah, it's on camera. That's what I'm saying. Type it in.
Camera.
It's on camera.
Oh, okay, it's on camera.
Yep.
Okay.
2010, my nigga, 2010. I said that shit. And I ain't gonna lie, nigga, I'm not gonna say like I was just dope. I was tight whack, but I had bars. I just didn't know the difference of being a rapper and a battler, you feel me? At
right.
that time, you feel me? Like I was finding myself on this battle shit. I was finding myself, finding my style.
Yeah. What do you find is more hard to do, Nitty? Write back 3 rounds of battles or writing music and rhymes and bars and chorus and hooks and everything? What do you find more difficult?
Battles.
Okay.
Yeah, I find battles difficult because when I do this music, nigga, I'm like this music shit is easy. It's just being me. You feel me? I'm just feeling how. This battle shit, you got to be an entertainer for real, you feel me? Like, I think it's different. A lot of people don't understand how hard this shit is for a nigga to put together 3 solid rounds, you feel me?
Right.
Not 1 round and then slap on the back 2.
And then memorize the motherfucker
after that. It's not easy. And then you got to think about it. You got to think about it. Some of these battles be damn near an hour. So to have a motherfucker sit in a crowd, no beat, no food, no nothing, and just stand there and listen to you with no, you know what I mean? You got to be saying some creative shit.
Yeah,
true.
So I think this is way harder than this music.
Yo, next battle, we got Ill Will versus Real Deal.
Ah, damn. See, that's a close one. That's a close one. I think that's going to kind of fall on preference. You know what I mean? Like, street niggas is going to probably say Ill Will one. You feel me? And a lot of niggas is going to say Real Deal one. But like me, I'm not even going to be biased. Lyricism, Real Deal, he a bad motherfucker. That white boy a bad motherfucker. So if he come do his shit, it might be Real Deal 2-1. You know what I mean? I'm going to go ahead and say it. And then be on the West. I don't know how I ain't never seen him perform on the West or shit. I don't know. Real Deal's going to get left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so... We got,
but you know what I mean? I won't be mad at anybody that say Ill Will won because it's going to be a preference thing. Kind of like Ill Mac and BK, you feel me? Because Ill Mac did his shit. To the
rappers,
he won. To the niggas, BK won.
There you go. Next battle, we got B Magic versus the dude Rum Nitty.
I say 2-1 Rum Nitty.
2-1 Rum Nitty. You're giving B Magic a round. All right.
Hey, man, you can't. Hey, B Magic is always going to get his motherfucking bars off. You can't kiss a nigga that got bars like that. Like, I give my nigga respect. And then again, I'm going to go ahead and say it on the radio, my nigga. Before I got into this shit, that was my favorite battle rapper. So, you know what I mean? Kobe had to battle.
Okay.
Kobe had to go against Jordan once. You feel me? He had to go against his nigga. You feel me? So, nigga, that's how I'm feeling.
That's what it is.
I say 2-1 Rum Nitty.
I feel that.
I got somebody on Twitter saying, Rum Nitty want me to ask you a question. She wants to know, would you battle Surf? She think that would be dope, you and Sue Surf.
Yes, I would battle Surf. Hell yeah.
Okay.
That'd be a good one. Surf out, Free Surf, matter of fact. Free Surf, is he not out yet?
Yeah, he's out right now.
He's out.
He's out.
Yeah, that's
what's
up. Yeah, I definitely battle Surf. Right. It's just if he take it. I mean, it's just if he going to take the match. Rock told me about me. He just said, I got to come to URL. He won't come fuck with me on King of the Day.
Mm.
Who said that?
Who? Say what? He said he's not going to battle. He's not going to battle. He said, nigga, smack or nothing. And I respect him. You feel me? He's doing his loyal thing because I'm loyal to the niggas that's putting me on too. You feel me? But at the end of the day, we're doing it for the fans. If the fans want to see it, then I'm trying to make it happen.
Right.
Yeah. Yo, next battle. Next battle.
Okay, good.
We got Chilla Jones versus Daylight. Chilla Jones versus Daylight. I got Daylight 2-1. And I might even be in on no bias shit. I might be in on no bias shit because it's red shit. I'm just saying Daylight 2-1 because Daylight been, he been, you know what I mean? He been wanting a big name. You feel me? He got B-Magic. I don't know what the fuck he did on that battle.
He lost.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to down my nigga, but D-Magic got that battle.
Yeah,
I thought my nigga was going to take it serious because my nigga was, we were saying, like, niggas is getting big names. Like, he said, Young Ill, motherfucking took a hiatus and came back and got clips, you feel me? So he was like, nigga, why y'all giving niggas names that don't deserve names? And I felt him for a minute. So when they gave him Magic, I'm thinking, okay, he's going to do his work. And he did do his work on half of that shit, but that, you know what I mean? That, you know what I mean? That trolling shit or whatever, that's just for half of the fans. I mean, the real spitter don't really acknowledge that shit. That shit don't do nothing. Nigga, that was like 2 minutes of the battle.
Mm-hmm.
And on stage. So, like, well, how can I compare that to the bars that Magic's spitting against you? You feel me? So, I'm hoping my nigga come with his shit against Chilla Jones, and I'm going to say Daylight 2-1.
Okay.
Okay. Yo, we got next battle. Let's go Big T versus Bender. Big T versus Bender. Damn, same shit I said on camera. Nigga, I'm sounding fucked up as hell, but I have never heard Bender. Ever.
Damn.
I got to go do my goddamn research and shit. So for right now, I'm going to have to say Big T.
Okay.
That's some real shit, though. Fuck it.
And the same thing I said on the other shit. I think Big T gonna get a lot of love on the West. I think they gonna fuck with his bar.
Mm-hmm.
I think they gonna fuck with him more than the smack crowd.
Mm.
Okay.
I got a question for you. Right? Hold on, one second.
Go ahead, somebody
on Twitter asking me to ask you this question. What do you think B Magic weakness is? You think he has any weaknesses at all?
Do I think he got a weakness?
Yeah, like he punched too much.
Got a weakness.
Okay.
No, I don't think he punched too much shit. I just think he don't got no performance.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You can punch all you want. Nigga, like, imagine if you can give all B Magic punches to Arsenal. Shit.
Yeah.
True.
Shit. Nigga, hey, Arsenal would be unbeatable. Arsenal would be unbeatable if he had motherfucking Magic punches. Real shit.
Right.
But, like, I don't think he just need a little performance and shit. Just a little performance to get aggressive, nigga. You can't be scared to get in the nigga's face sometimes, nigga. He let Rock get all in his face. It's a battle. Get back in and shit then. One thing I've noticed is a lot of these fans fuck with me on that. On that aggressive shit, you feel me? A lot of people like that shit, you feel me? Like, this shit ain't real. Like, a nigga ain't finna touch me. I ain't finna do nothing to a nigga in the ring. We rapping, you feel me? So I understand it's entertainment, but some of these fans, they like that aggressive shit, you feel me? Like, it draws them in. You feel me? So he can step that up a little bit. That'll probably have him, you know what I mean, killing niggas. But Magic a beast, though. That's why I wanted to battle the niggas.
Mm.
Okay. Yo, we got main event. We got Aver versus Caustic now. No shoddy horror, everybody. We got Aver versus Caustic. What do you think?
Right. Damn. Well, shit, nigga. In the situation, I don't know. Aver probably hearing me rewriting last minute. Probably rewriting last minute type shit, so I don't know.
Damn, I never even thought about that shit.
Yeah, he's
sleep
playing rewriting last
either. Don't sleep on Caustic, everybody. He gets some shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, Caustic a beast, so shit, I'm probably going to say Caustic 2-1.
Mm. Caustic, word.
But, yeah, I mean, but we can't sleep on Verb. We can't sleep on Verb. But he probably not going to be as direct. And Caustic be bullshitting, too. Caustic be writing 2 days before the battle. I'm not trying to put him on blast, but that's my nigga. He be bullshitting. Too talented to be doing that shit, bro. Too talented. These niggas is putting too much money into us, in our pockets and shit, for you to be writing 2 days before the battle.
It's
true.
But it should still be a good battle, though, you think, or no?
They're two dope MCs. Matter of fact, let me retract that. I'm going to say Verb 2. I just kept it real. If they both on some late preparing shit, Verb probably going to get that. And if you look on the last performances, Verb been chopping. He came back on his shit. Verb been chopping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man.
I'm still shocked
about the Big K shit, to be honest with you. I'm thinking, like, damn, that would be a wild battle is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. That'd be crazy. I'm definitely with that. I need to come to the Big Apple and battle anyway, nigga. That nigga's need to hear me out there in the East anyway.
So, I mean, you've never battled on URL, but you've seen a URL crowd. Do you think they fuck with you?
Do I think they would fuck with me?
Yeah, because you battle on a Canada Dot crowd. Like, is the crowd the same, you think, or they're different?
No, they're not different. I mean, they're not the same at all. I don't think they're the same at all.
At all.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think
they're not too much different, but you know what I mean? URL will boo you when King of the Dot will just be quiet.
Exactly. That's the big difference right there, though, Rum, is that
King of the Dot won't boo you, but they'll just be quiet like a motherfucker on your shit.
I'd rather them do that. If I'm a battle rapper, I'd rather
them
battle.
Exactly. That's why I'd rather them do that. So to keep it real, I kind of look at it as a challenge. You feel me? Like, if you can get through that motherfucker with no booze, then you a bad motherfucker then.
You ever got booed before, my mini?
Nah.
Okay.
But then again, I ain't never got it on SmackDown. Shit, nigga, I didn't stumble before, you feel me?
Yeah.
I done stumbled before.
But I ain't never got booed.
Yeah, I done stumbled in front of, like, nigga, probably like 300-400 people, nigga. That don't matter.
Yeah, because you probably got to be on your toes for that shit to get the crowd back.
Exactly.
I feel you.
Yo.
Rum.
Go ahead, Drake.
Yeah.
One thing we ask a lot of brothers, if they don't mind, when they come on Angry Fans Radio, and I know you a nigga that do music and you write battle rap bars. You got any bars for the people, man?
Shit, I don't got no battle rap bars. I probably got some music bars for you a little bit.
Give us something. We'll take whatever, brother.
I'm on the radio station right now. I probably got a little 16 for you. Ready?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right. I keep 32 on my 40, bro. I fuck the spaz out, pull it on the hoe. Let all 32 in that 40 go. You can go against the tip like Shorty Low. Click niggas got all type of burners. 357s, 44s, Glock 17s, 9mm, get it all in the shootout on low reload. Mac 10 with that shoulder strap. 5150, you know I go. Try to run, I ain't be on your back. If a nigga live, he be comatose. I mean, face paint out of that swamp with it. Fuck pussy boy, you on the rhyme for me. Give him everything in him right, son. I load it up and then I let it blow. It's going down, my nigga. I'm killing it from the start. You don't really want to go to war. I been off the porch. Nitty been invited from the floor. Got a millimeter sitting in the shorts. And I pull it like a port. Throw bullets at your fort. Anybody can get it. That's a course. Fuck a body, nigga. I'ma cut the course. My favorite's in my pistol. My nigga. What about yours? I'm drunk as shit. Run, motherfucker, nigga.
Hey. Yo, Rub Nitty, I'll fuck with you, man.
Yeah. I fuck with y'all heavy, my nigga. Straight up, nigga. Like, I've been following the movement for a minute, my nigga. Way before y'all even heard of me. Like, I fuck with y'all. So, like, I'm still a fan of this shit. Like, I'm still hype the shit that y'all wanted me on the station and shit. You feel me?
Well, niggas fuck with you, son. The fans fuck with you, too, man. A lot of times, people call up here and they mention your name, I mean, you on some G shit.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, yo, Rob, after that B-Magic battle, man, I'm all about.
Man, fuck with me, my nigga. I ain't gonna never be on no boozy shit, my nigga. Fuck with me, 100.
We give a shout to the Angry Fan Movement before you go.
All right, Angry Fan Movement all motherfucking day, my nigga. Know that Run Nitty, Kill Yourself, 4 Quarter. We fuck with the Angry Fan Battle Rap Movement, my nigga, all motherfucking day.
You're right, man.
Appreciate it, bro, man. Good luck versus Magic, you heard?
All right, for sure, my nigga. My bad, I'm a little tipsy and sitting over here drinking and shit. My bad, y'all.
Man, you good,
nigga.
Come on, man.
You good, man.
Salute, man.
Yes, sir.
Salute to Nitty, man.
Early. Y'all fucked Rum Nitty, man. That's a cool-ass dude.
Yeah, he's a cool-ass dude. Is he up next?
Yo, what you think about the bars, yo? You see how he switched the tempo up in the middle?
Yeah. Is he the next wave?
Rum Nitty?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, is he there with the Myers, the Prez Mafia? Is he that next crop of niggas that is on the come up?
Me, personally, I think so.
Right.
You know why is this weird? Well, you don't think so? What you think?
I do.
I think it's like what you said before. That's why it's kind of crazy. It's because he's not on URL.
Yeah. So fans are trying to downplay him.
KG the Poet has been on URL, right?
Hmm.
But if you think about it, you Rum Nitty's name is around there. It's not like you hear about KG the Poet, but you don't hear about Rum Nitty.
Right.
So I think that's kind of good for his buzz to still be there, even though he hasn't been on URL.
Mm.
So if he takes that buzz to URL, I think his name will skyrocket more, I think.
Mm.
That's just my personal opinion. Because if you think about it, that would be two different fan bases colliding.
Yeah. Definitely would be, though. Definitely would be.
I agree, man. He's definitely in there. I'd love to see him. First of all, I'd love to see him against Big K.
Yeah.
Yeah. Word.
Like
that's
that
all I keep really
lie.
Thinking about.
Yeah, I'm not even going to lie. I want to see that battle. Rum Nitty and Big K.
It will be a bar fest.
Yeah.
Mm.
And you know what another thing that he mentioned about the whole entertaining part. If you look at when he battles and shit, he do entertain you and shit. That must be real hard, my nigga. That's the difference between just having bars and being a complete battler, you know what I'm saying? It's like he said, you gotta like entertain the crowd. These niggas not eating, these niggas ain't drinking and shit. Like
right.
I understand what he's saying. Like a lot of the niggas be saying that shit. It ain't just you spitting, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yo, let's go to some callers, man. Let's get people involved. 239-257. 239-257. 239-257.
People out, man.
Yo, we need, motherfucking...
206-434. 206-434. You on? Nah? Just listening? Come on, man.
Good with
man.
The people, man.
Oh, you guys got to answer these, man. Let's go 718-865. 718-865.
Yo, what's the deal? What's going on?
What's good?
What's poppin'?
Yo, what's good?
Shit. Some pretty good calls up in here today, man. You have some good joints right now.
What?
Good, man. We appreciate it.
Rum Nitty out there, yo, son. The Tycoon Tax, I was mad late. I watched the Tycoon Tax battle like 2 days ago. I was late on it. Between that and this fucking interview, this nigga really made me like him, yo. He's a hot. I want to see him battle niggas now, son.
Yeah.
He looked like he appreciate the opportunity and, you know, he's going to take advantage of his shot. I like that shit, man.
Mm-hmm. Sound like he hungry, huh?
Sound like he real hungry. That's going to be interesting him in Magic, because Magic is going to fuck his name all the way up. Let's not forget.
Oh,
he
yeah.
He is going to fuck Rum and Nitty all the way up. So this nigga's going to have to be prepared. Because, you know, battling Danny is cool and everything, but they was on the West Coast. I'm sure he's way more comfortable. But Magic's the biggest name he's ever faced. So he's got to be ready for this.
Yeah, that's true.
And the intimidation factor, the fact that nigga said, like, son's his favorite battle rapper, don't get caught up in the fucking headlines, homeboy.
Don't get caught up in that.
Real quick.
Yeah.
It should be a good one. Hopefully it'll be a good one, because, I mean, the two battles I watched them, you know, with Danny and Tycoon Tax, you know, he was on his shit.
You see H.A. Double Blog?
Yo, oh, you come out the one going at us?
Yeah.
Nigga, I was fucking right. Oh, my God. I mean, it's niggas forget. Like, you know, when you throw them darts, nigga might catch one of them, throw a couple back. Like, send to him back. Like, he fucked up. He got to acknowledge. You got to acknowledge. Like, he did what he had to do. I fucked up. I wasn't on my thing with the whole fucking snow battle. I fucked up. He got that out the way, and then he reversed it like, oh, don't forget, you did this. Like, he broke it down, and he maintained his poise. That was smooth. And he kind of fucked me up with the snow shit because I said early on, I said last year, this shit is documented on the internet somewhere on Facebook. I said, him and my nephew Steensley are the two most lyrical niggas out of these new niggas, and they're going to be the two best. I feel Steens is on track, you know, next battle, you know, niggas will see it again. But H.A., after the Anubis battle, this wasn't a good look for him, especially being on television. He's going to have to redeem himself crazy. And if by some chance Arsenal entertains him and gives him the opportunity, he's going to have to fuck him up, or he's going to fucking, that's going to be a step back for the new nigga.
I can't even see Arsenal. You really think Arsenal will give him a chance?
I mean, Arsenal looks like he's about business. And if somebody puts that money up, I think Arsenal will take it. If enough buzz is generated around, let's not forget, Arsenal's battled a lot of weird rap niggas around the globe. So he's not afraid to battle a nobody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, before we knew Shotty was dope, like, him battling Shotty was like, huh?
But yeah, Math got him after that. You're right.
Nobody knew Shotty was going to be Shotty.
Word. Because then after that, he battles Daylight and fucking Math Alpha after that. Shotty Horror I'm talking about. After Arsenal set it off.
Yeah, that was a call-up.
Yeah.
It's true. Yo, we appreciate you calling in, man. We got to get to a few more calls.
All right, no doubt. Y'all be easy.
You already
know. 8-2-7-1-8.
What?
All right. Go, got a lot of people on the lines right now. Let's go 832-443. 832-443.
Yo, what's up?
What's going on, man?
What's up? It's your boy, North Side Boogie.
What's doing, man?
What's up, homie?
Hey, see, I'm a bit sick, you know what I'm saying? So let me know if y'all can hear me or not, you know.
Nah, you good.
All right. So what's up, bro? I've been on and off. So what's the topic of the conversation for today?
What you want to talk about, man?
I was on a little while ago, and I think y'all had somebody on there. Okay, see, I'm a believer. I believe it is top tier, and it is. I just don't think that it's PG. You know what I'm saying? Because once you prove yourself, then I mean you can't be PG anymore. You know what I'm saying? I do believe that. But what I'm saying is, I just picked the Adi Boom and Danny Myers battle. Like, I feel like Danny got him 3-0.
Okay.
I think Danny got him 3-0. You know what I'm saying? Boom is. Okay, he's more performance. He has bars a little bit to me, but he's more performance. It's like the moonwalk thing that he did, and then he said some shit about Obama and Democrat, and it's just a reach. You know what I'm saying? It's just a reach. You know what I'm saying? And I think I heard him on here for a little while, and he was saying, "What is a reach? A reach is when you try to make something that's almost the same, that word. You know what I'm saying? Like what he's, okay, prime example, the Democrat. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That shit is a reach. You know what I'm saying? You know you're trying to say Democrat, but you worded the shit to like Democrat. You know what I'm saying? That shit is a reach. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's the shit that I be people. I be like, I feel what you were trying to do, but you know what I'm saying? It didn't just hit like that. That's the same shit with that. You are.
I think that's how I be feeling too, though, because niggas be trying to get on me like, oh, you too picky. And I just be like, I mean, it's not hitting how it should hit to me.
Exactly. And it's a reason. And that's the reason, because your brain, especially like, just like everybody on this phone, like me, like I've been looking at this shit for a minute. So your brain is not going to trick itself into thinking that is a dope line, because you know what a dope line is. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to trick itself. You feel me? No
I'm
matter
sorry,
how much
I feel
you,
you.
Like,
I'm sorry, bro. I feel it. Niggas be trying to kill me, man. I feel you there, bro.
No, bro. It's like no matter how much you want to like it, you feel me? You'll be like, this is what you're going to do, and I guarantee this is what you're going to do. You're going to be like, it was nice, but you're going to have to say that because of what you're used to. You know what I'm saying? And another thing is, like, this is my thing with the top tiers. The top tiers, I haven't had a top five in a minute. So, like, right now my top five is Verb, Holla, Clips, Goods. I've never put Goods in my top, ever. Never put Goods in my top.
Okay.
And the fifth, I want to say it's Tay Rock. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. like this for the past year and a half, this shit, it got switched all up because K-Rock wasn't in there, Goods wasn't in there, Cliff wasn't in there. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking at it like you have to look at it, who's doing what on a consistent basis and what they've done. Like, I know he said that, yeah, you had a battle 10 years ago that was dope, but what about now? But it's like, it's just like what Mook said in the against Young Hot. You know what I'm saying? It's going to sound good when it's going up against the greatest. It's like, yeah, the new niggas are spitting some shit. They are spitting some good shit, but what is it that they lacking? Because in my opinion, this is just me. They don't have to face a top tier nigga in order for them to get their recognition.
I got a question. Hold on, I want you to answer this because you're on the right path anyway. It seems like. Shout out to the homie Mr. Nigga on Twitter. He said, "Do dudes reach because everything's been said and they're afraid to accidentally bite?" And let's think about this.
Yeah,
we were
yeah.
saying this person. Well, we heard this before. We heard that before. So are they trying to be so creative now to make sure that we did not hear it before again?
I think that is what they're doing. But see, but what you have to do is, if that's the case in point, if that's where you at when you're writing, scrap that whole with scrap it. Don't even write it. Don't even say it. because with that you're in a lose-lose. If you spit something that somebody else said, they're gonna be like, nigga, somebody said that already. Or if you spit and you reach, they're gonna be like, nigga, you reaching. You in a lose-lose. So don't even put yourself in a position to be critiqued like that. You know what I'm saying? And going back to what I was saying about how they don't have to battle top tiers, B-Magic and JC, I always say them niggas are the examples as to how to do this shit. Because they barred everybody who got in front of them, whether they lost or whether they won. Them niggas showed up every time, and they showed that they were a problem. But at the same time, they wasn't saying, man, fuck these top 10 niggas. These top 10 niggas ass. You know what I'm saying? They went in that ring and they did what they had to do. Look at it like this up. That nigga Young Cannon beat B-Magic and JC.
Mm-hmm.
He beat both of these niggas, and they're higher than him.
Right. Mm.
You feel me? It's like them two niggas went in that ring, and they did what it was that they had to do, despite who they put in front of them. K-Rock just not getting the recognition that he's supposed to be getting because of what he was doing. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I just feel like once they say something about the top 10 niggas, you really giving them a reason not to battle. You know what I'm saying? Because they'd be like, many top 10 niggas ass. Like, okay, yeah, I'm ass. Well, you're never going to get that shot. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're never going to get it because it's like, nigga, what have you done? And I understand the top 10 niggas saying, what have you done for me to battle you? You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Like, I dig it, but it's just like, look at how they're talking down on them now.
But see, but you don't understand. But look, though, they're only talking down on them because the PG niggas were saying how ass they were. Granted, it wasn't without reason, but it's just like, look, niggas, just look at it like this here. If you hooping and you have, let's say you have two bad games in a row, but they got this young boy in that hoe, he in this hoe hooping like he the next LeBron, but everybody know that you nice. And this nigga here come out, man, nigga, you trash, nigga, you ass. You feel me? But you know that you nice and everybody else know that you nice. It's like, nigga, who the fuck are you? Like, shit, I've been doing this shit for years. You know what I'm saying? You just start doing this shit. Holler at me when you reach where. Holler at me when you can fuck up and people can overlook you. Put it like that. Because if these new niggas fuck up, it's not going to get overlooked at all.
Yo, call
you
me. We got to get to the next call, man. We got to get to the next call.
Yo, appreciate you, my dude.
Call in, man. Salute.
Yeah, we had to call back up. Who was, let me see that. Somebody was like, he was the best caller so far. Shout out to Miss Lady J on Twitter, real shit.
Word, Lady J, what's poppin'?
We got 618-622.
Man, y'all already know what it is, man. DMVP back up in here. I told
what
you
do,
boy,
man?
Danny Myers was gonna do it. He did, man. Hey, I got
man.
Hey, three letter man, I got your back, son. Don't worry about it, man. Don't let these dudes get at you, man. Don't be scared to say nothing, man.
Nah, I never do. I just fuck with niggas though, man. I retweet them when they say, I mean, that's my brother and all this other crazy shit. I think it's funny, man.
Word. I thought you were just done when I heard you get on this today, man. I thought you were just done because the Knicks was like, you know, like struggling for air, man. I know you.
Knicks are winning right now. Are they not, my nigga? Slow that down. They winning right now. Are they not?
Let me tell you why I'm angry, son. Let me tell you why I'm angry.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
I'm in my little studio in the house. I pulled out the switchblade, tilted my head to the left, and started stabbing the air, man, like you. This is why I'm mad, son.
Damn.
Like when you heard when Doggy called up, man, you know he always make a lot of good points, man. You know he be having it straight up and down, but I mean between what he said and what the last caller said, you know, about there being, you know, these gaps, what dudes are straight up afraid of right now is, I gave a sports analogy last time. You look at MMA, nobody wants to see a John Jones come in there and run up the score, son. They don't want to see it. They don't want to see a dude come in the ring.
Right.
And just give it to some dude and just wipe the floor with him, man. I mean, granted, some of these cats are gonna pull up lame, gonna get on the big stage and choke. It's gonna happen. But I mean, we got dudes doing that now. You know what I'm saying? Either because they're lazy, like Diamond said, or they just come unprepared. You know, either way, it's gonna happen. But what I'm saying is, these dudes are just scared to get the score run up on them, dude. Ain't no other way about it, man. And the only way I see it happening, because we, you know, because we got the labels out there now, the labels ain't never going to go nowhere. We're going to have to live with it the way it is. But I look at what Smack doing now as kind of, maybe this is the way you do it. I mean, we've been talking about it for the past week or whatnot, but maybe this is the way you do it. Maybe it's a tournament style, you know what I'm saying? That you do it, and then these dudes, you know, they get a shot. You know, maybe they get a, you know, maybe at the end of this, instead of the, you know, the 10 racks they're supposed to get, maybe they get a 3-battle deal on you on URL. You know what I'm saying? They get 3 battles. You know what I'm saying? And they get that mainstream exposure or something like that. What you think about that?
Yeah, but you said
I like where you're going.
Racks, all right, hold on. You said instead of 10 racks, they get the 3 battles.
Or I mean, yeah, they could. I still think they should get some money, no doubt. I mean, because BET's getting paid, you know what I'm saying? I do think they should get something, but I think at the end of it, what if they got, let's say they got 5 stacks, or I mean, they got 5 racks, and then they go out and then they get 3 battles on URL, and maybe the runner up get 1 or 2 battles on URL and King of the Dot or something like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, at least that puts them out there in the limelight on a big card, so maybe they're known for, you know, they're at some major event the next go-round.
That is dope right there. I don't have a problem with that. What you think, Three?
I like where he's going, though. I like where he's going, though, man. But that's a dicey situation, though, man. That's real.
Why?
There's a lot
but
of things.
That's guaranteed at least 1 PG. Is guaranteed to make a known card, or I mean, whatever. However, URL want to do it.
Right.
Everything has to be like up to them. But I'm saying the winner gets. He won the BET and Smack blesses him. You know what I'm saying? That really motivate them even more, maybe.
Yeah, because I feel like, you know, when you remember, was it like 2 years ago when I think the award was like when what's the old boy like a Blind Fury and what was the other cat before the year before? But they got to be on the Cypher. You know what I'm saying? It was like a, you know,
exactly.
It was like a little side deal. You got to go on the Cypher, which was kind of whack in and of itself because, you know, they was, much as I like Blind Fury and the dude before him, I can't remember the dude's name, but, I mean, you know, you out there with Jadakiss or whoever else out there, and they killing it. You know, it makes it real hard. So you put them against, you know, you put them in a, more in their element, maybe it'll do something for them, man. I just, you know, I think we stuck with the way it's stuck, but if you can put a carrot at the end of these things, like these tournaments, I mean, I think that's a win-win for the fans, and it's a, you know, it's a good money move because Smack is, I mean, like it or not, Smack is getting, I mean, I don't know what he's getting from BET, but other than the exposure, I'm presuming that the next, you know, Summer Madness or whatever comes up next is going to have major numbers because, I mean, he's getting crazy views, you know, worldwide,
right,
man, for BET.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Good looking out on a call on my G.
Salute 618. Hey, no doubt, man. Angry Fan Movement all day, and Danny Myers for president. I'm out.
Oh, man.
Danny Myers for president. Yo, I want to say one thing, man. Salute to the Knicks for looking out for Lamar Odom.
You know, fuck out of here, man. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm just saying, man. Just get pick up Lamar Odom, please, Knicks.
Whatever. Next call, man. Please.
917-335. 917-335.
I can't
tell
this nigga. 917-335.
Yo.
All right, man. Salute 917-335. Let's go 678-246. 678-246.
Yo, man.
What's good, bro?
About fucking time, man.
What's poppin'?
Now, what's good, Angry Fan Radio? Man, I fuck with you niggas heavy, man. Salute. Salute to y'all niggas, my
what?
Dude.
What?
Yo, this is Shot from Brooklyn, man. You heard this Shot from Brooklyn. I stay wild now on Angry Fan Movement on Facebook, man. But nah, no. I just want to say one thing,
man. I got you. What's good, Shot?
Yeah, what's good, my G? Yo, I just want to say one thing, bro. Them PG niggas need to just say fuck the top tier niggas and just make classics on their own. Battle each other. Make them top tier niggas want to come fuck with y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Stop chasing these niggas. You know what I'm saying? Real shit. Stop chasing these niggas. Y'all niggas put on classics and just make these niggas come fuck with y'all. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, once they fan base start going down and niggas start fucking with y'all battles heavier, now these niggas is forced to come fuck with y'all, and then y'all could duck these niggas and do whatever the fuck y'all want because now they need y'all.
Mm. That's true.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, all this top tier PG shit, these new niggas is putting in hella work. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, these top tier niggas fucked the game up. Like, the whole meaning to battle rap is come to battle rap, get exposure, go make music. You know what I'm saying? Excel from this shit. You know what I mean? Don't be stuck in making it harder for the next nigga. You know what I'm saying? Step aside. You know what I'm saying? Step aside. Let all these new niggas shine. It's their time. Stop holding them back. It's their fucking time.
But let me ask you a question, Carla. What about the fans that's on some shit like, dog, we don't give a fuck about the PGs. Y'all ain't doing nothing. Y'all are biters. Y'all ain't blogging enough. You got a big contingency of fans that feel that way.
All right, now, I'm going to keep it 100. At the end of the day, it's about the fans. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to get the fans what they want. You know what I'm saying? If the fans want you to blog more, nigga, blog more. You know what I'm saying? But don't pop shit in every blog. You know what I'm saying? Keep real shit in your blogs.
Right, just
keep it 100 in your blogs. Like, you know what I mean? Niggas you want to battle. Like, come on, yo, yeah, I want to battle Mafia. Fuck that. I'm going to fuck that boy up. Nah, don't do stupid shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, just be 100 with it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I can fuck Rex up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just keep it 100. Like, all the extra shit is making these niggas run from y'all more. Like, these niggas got balls. All these new niggas got bars for days. You know what I'm saying? But right now, it's not about bars, man. It's about these top niggas. It's just not fucking with niggas. Like, stop running your mouth.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Stop running your mouth and put on your own classics. Fuck it. They don't want to fuck with y'all. Put on your own classics. Prime example, Rum Nitty, Danny Myers. That's a classic within itself. Had nothing to do with URL.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? In my example, I'm saying just my personal opinion, Lada J and KG the Poet. To me, that's a fucking Barfest classic, and it has nothing to do with URL. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Put on your own shit. You know what I'm saying? Just keep rocking out. Like, at the end of the day, they gonna want to battle y'all. Just let them niggas do what they doing right now. The soap opera shit. That's all it is. It's soap opera, man. Like, the top 10 niggas, ever since that first Math and Doe shit, it's all about, oh, you gotta have history with these niggas, I'm going to see you at an event, boss you upside your head. Now, next week, we battling. I'm going to talk about it. Like, that shit is fucking flame. That shit is gay, man. Like, this shit is fucking washed up. These new niggas is bringing it back. That's my point. These new niggas is bringing it back. And the old heads is fucking it up.
Gotcha.
That shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, Carla, I ain't going to front, man. Though. Hold on, Carla. There's somebody on Twitter say you sound like Cortez.
Nah, man. My name is Shaw from Brooklyn.
Yeah,
you
sound like Cortez. Where? You already DK the building. You already, man.
Salute,
yo, great.
Yo.
Yo, three letter man.
What's poppin'?
Son, you a wild boy, son. I ain't even going front, nigga. I heard the little 2 minutes, the little 2 minute spaz out you did on that that funny face nigga Chris Unbiased and all that. Man, you a wild boy, man. Word up.
I just wanted to say hi, fam. That's all. I was trying to say hi, man. Peace, you know. That's all.
Yo, but son, yo, son, I ain't going front though. Son. The funny shit though, son, I heard the whole shit. Then and the funny shit is, the nigga really had a frog in his throat. Like, what's up with all that? Who raised you, niggas? In there? Who raised you, niggas? Like. Man, man, so nigga, you was stuck, nigga. Like, you was stuck like a little bitch in the corner, nigga. You was on timeout, Chris. Fuck that. Put his ass on timeout, nigga. That's what happens when a real nigga get on the phone and the bitch nigga acting up. Real nigga shit.
Oh, man. Salute to you, though, my G. Fuck with you.
Salute,
you
my
nigga,
G. Salute,
man. Already,
yo,
man.
I just want to give a shout-out to the Angry Fan Movement. Heavy, yo. I fuck with you, niggas. Fuck them other niggas that's hating. You know what I'm saying? Salute, my G.
You already
salute,
know.
Homie. You already know. Salute.
Word.
You already know, man. Yo, I got a quick question for you guys real quick.
Word.
You know, we talked about this this card. We got, Clean Paper is going to be on that card, too. I just wanted to put that battle out. Superstar Starks versus Clean Paper on that Cheddar House TV.
Oh, really?
Yes, Clean Paper is on that as well. I'll let you guys know if you guys have seen that. And
he said it was back.
Yeah. And one more thing, we got Rosenberg Raw on the Ground Zero, which is the King of the Dot Proving Grounds. You can say the King of the Dot DG.
The King of the Dot Proving Grounds.
Yo, Rosenberg Raw versus Skelly.
They try Raw like a sucker, B. I'm going to keep it real.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. What is this Proving Ground thing for KOTV? What is that?
They've had it for a while. It's the Ground Zero battles. They've had them for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Is that a slap?
Rosenberg Raw in the PGs?
Yeah, that's a slap in the face, Caps.
Oh, wow. How y'all feel about that?
I think that's a slap in the face, my dude.
Oh, man. I mean, that's wow.
Raw doesn't have matches. He just, how you go from beating Swave Sever to, he beat Big K. I mean, I had JC beat him, but that was still a good battle. It ain't like JC washed him. You know what I mean? He had an all right battle with Ole Red. I had Ole Red winning that shit, but still a good battle. He had a damn near classic with QP, Clean Paper. So Raw's resume is not that terrible, yo. It really not.
Nah, it's not at all.
But you know what, though?
Rosenberg,
niggas did say.
I'm gonna put it. Go ahead, guys.
Go ahead, Timo.
I was going to put it out there. Rosenberg Raw was in the Proving Grounds for Smat URL 2.5 years ago.
Word. Good point.
October of 2015.
Against QP. Word.
Against QP. Yeah.
That shit is crazy right there, man.
Damn, my nigga. That's...
Yeah, I don't know how I really feel about that Proving Ground. I mean, but you know what, though? Wait a minute. Is it really a Proving Ground? Because Skelly gets battles.
It's true. He does.
Skelly does get battles. Skelly's not no nobody.
Skelly's battle Path, Daylight, Arcane.
Yeah.
PH.
He's getting. So is that really a PG? How about a PG?
You know what I think? Supposedly niggas are saying that Real Deal washed him, even though I didn't see the footage yet. You think he takes a step back because of that battle? That fuck him up? I need to see that battle too, though, son.
Who wrote the book, bro?
And Real Deal, yeah, B.
I mean, but you know what? Everybody says niggas washed niggas. You know what I'm saying? Everybody says that. You got to see it, like you just said.
Right. Yo, it's been a great show, fellas. I love y'all niggas. Y'all my brothers for life. I love today's show, man. H.A. Double, fucking Doggy Diamonds, Rum Nitty, Adi Boom. It's been like, yo, callers. Niggas, we fuck with y'all callers. Heavy up here, man. All the love we get on Twitter, Facebook, man. For real, I mean that sincerely. You know what I'm saying? On some G shit. Like, this shit's been real good.
It'd be hard with 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? Getting everybody on and shit. That's it. Because the battles be calling up unexpectedly too and shit.
We need to have a marathon. We need to have like a 4-hour marathon show one day, son, on some real shit.
That would be crazy right there.
That would be fucking banoodles. You know what I mean? Early 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, salute to Hollow. Salute to Hollow.
Banoodles,
y'all.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. You guys already know. Salute to everybody that called in, man. Follow us on Twitter, at Top Battle Raps, at AngrySan007, at 3Letterman. Follow the Caps' YouTube, all the blogs and recaps that come out. YouTube.com/AngryFan007, the episodes, everything is going to get uploaded. YouTube.com/AngryFansRadioFellas.
Hey, it's your boy AngryFan007, man. Y'all have a safe weekend out there, man. Shout out to the whole AngryFan movement.
It's your boy 3Letter, man, a.k.a. D-R-E, a.k.a. Who raised you niggas? Salute.
Shout out to the Knicks and Lamar Odom. I just got to put that out there.
Fuck out of here, Timbo.